All right, welcome back to another episode of the Tiltcast. This is Trent. Tonight's episode is episode number 27, Potatoes.
Idaho's going down.
Right. Tonight we're going to talk about a myriad of shit. We're talking about the Horde. We're going to talk about some Mass Effect. Talk about some Left 4 Dead again. Talk about all kinds of stuff, as well as a long news section and some answers from last week's query and our gauntlet for this week. So, stay tuned. All right, and to my left, I've got Choking Bear.
Or Justin.
Be quiet, Holly's vagina. Justin, yes. To my left is Justin.
So Justin literally is Holly's vagina.
Oh, no, I was trying to say
her vagina is pretty hairy.
She was
talking
over him. She was like...
It is.
The bassy Merlot. So.
Yeah.
All right, then across from me, I do have Holly and her magnificent singing vagina.
Yep.
So...
and then, I have to say.
Yeah, then to the right, I've got Andrew.
Hey.
Mr. Oh No Olson. Oh. I still like that.
Oh
that
no.
So we're back for another episode, and yeah. It's been
enthusiasm.
It's been kind of a
Kerbit.
It's been kind of a whatever kind of month for games, hasn't it so far?
It is until the end of the month.
Yeah.
Well, middle of the month.
We got Dino D-Day coming out in like 2 days.
Fuck you.
Nice. have you seen that Wise Kid You Know skit where they do the reset button on the computer because one of them's jacking off the porn? He goes to reset the computer history and he ends up resetting history. When he looks out the window, you see like Nazi Zeppelin flying around, then like a raptor comes up with a laser beam on its head, and then George Washington comes and goes, George Washington, goes like, get away from the window.
That was a Whitest Kids You Know.
That was a Whitest Kids
You Know.
Yeah, it's one of the newer ones.
My favorite Whitest Kids You Know is when he's jacking off and he shoots fucking confetti.
I like the slow jerk. That was my introduction to that series, the slow jerk. And I was like, that's so gross.
You should see the cunting episode. It's not as bad as it sounds. It's called cunting. It's domestic cat hunting with shotguns. And they go into his room, and he's got like a little tabby mounted on the wall. And a fucking
Burmese.
Awesome.
God. And he's like, yeah, that one gave me something to remember. He points at his hand, and it's like, yeah.
Little scratch.
That's what it gave me. Yeah. Yeah, I'll remember that. Anyways, so as for games, Justin, what have you been doing this week with games?
Well, I've been playing. Not very much. I've been busy as shit. Been designing some t-shirts. But not for us, but...
Oh. Aww.
But I already got like 27 designs. Yeah, for my job.
Yeah.
But other than that, I've been playing a lot of Mass Effect 2. Been kind of getting back into that. I want to beat it again since you had my copy for like 4 months. And then you've had it for a long time.
And I've been playing it.
That's good. I'm glad it's being used.
Yeah, because he's got my copy now and I need that back. So
musical chairs.
Well, I'm at the very end of my replay, so I need it back.
Yeah, I know. I've only gotten like 15 hours in. But, yeah, I've been playing through that, and I never really finished Shadow Broker. Mm. God damn, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Did you beat it yet, Andrew?
I haven't played any of the DLC.
Holy fuck, you're missing out.
This summer, they'll probably release like a fucking big old pack of all of them for cheap.
Probably do a Game of the Year edition.
Pick them all up.
Well, speaking of Game of the Year edition, so I pre-ordered it, Dragon's Age, and got the Signature Edition. They just gave me a code for Mass Effect 2 for PC. Just, here you go. You can download it for free.
Nice.
Damn.
Yep. They're like, you're one of the founding members. And I was like, yeah, bullshit. Free copy of Mass Effect 2.
And I was like, bullshit.
I was like, that's not really bullshit. That's pretty fucking cool. So, yeah, been playing a lot of Mass Effect. Shadow Broker, though. Seriously, I can't talk a lot about it since you haven't played it, Andrew. But... some of the coolest graphic effects I've ever seen in an Xbox lot or
DLC.
Yeah, DLC. Any game, really. Yeah. Some of the most amazing effects that they did on some of the backgrounds and everything else. The boss fight at the end is actually pretty fucking cool.
Yeah, plus finding out all about the Shadow Broker.
Yeah, finding out with this backstory that you've been kind of hinting at the whole game.
Well, both games.
Yeah, both games. Yeah. And then seeing what the fuck that's all about.
It's totally not what you
totally
expect.
Not what you expect. Yeah. No,
it's well worth it, but it also.
Well, I heard another podcast that I listened to bitch about the end boss, and I was like, "Fuck you, dude! Seriously, this is pretty cool." Bombcast.
Yeah,
they didn't like it. I like it a lot.
Well, a couple of them liked it. They just didn't expect it, and that's what made it good.
It was an interesting twist what they do with it, but it also brings in for Mass Effect 3 some interesting stuff that could transpire from it. So,
well,
do you think there's any consequences from doing that one?
Oh yeah, there's gonna be a lot
With Liara, and I'm pretty sure for 3, because after you beat it, all throughout the game now, because I beat it kind of early in my playthrough, there's references to doing things now because I have some connections.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
So,
what it, like,
well, at least there's been two at
how,
least.
How are they going to like fill in the gaps? Like, let's say, because I know there's people out there that don't play DLCs and stuff. What are they?
They just will never be mentioned.
They'll either not mention it, or they'll do the whole comic book intro where the story's already set in stone. And it'll talk about you helping Liara do the whole Shadow Broker thing.
Yeah. So I mean, they already kind of covered that with the PS3 release, but I mean, it's that's a really solid DLC. That's the most solid DLC I've played in there yet. I haven't made it to Arrival yet because I was actually talking to Trent today. I was like, so. You know, I'm not quite the suicide mission, but should I play the Arrival yet? And he's like, well, it doesn't really matter, because I already got, you know, I downloaded it, and I was like, you have access to the Arrival now. And I was like, well, maybe later.
Yeah.
But, so yeah, I'm going to end up playing that too, and hopefully it measures up, but I don't know if it
can fit into the story anywhere, and it does.
In my opinion, think it's as good as the Shadow Broker?
Shadow Broker has some length to it, but, like, how long was that one? I can't remember.
Shadow Broker took me about almost 3 hours.
Okay, yeah, this one's shorter than that. It's probably about maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Like maybe, like you said, he speed ran it through in an hour.
Yeah, it's about an hour and a half, and so. But story wise, what it implicates is beyond Shadow Broker, because this goes like what it implicates goes beyond even Mass Effect 3. What happens after? You know, it goes beyond even the story for Mass Effect 3 with the Reapers.
So should you finish the game or just play it while you're playing the game?
Play it while you're playing the game. It does not affect the story whatsoever for the main part. The system, the system that it involves is not even in the regular Mass Effect 2 game. It's an added system.
And you were telling me, too, that if you've already seen the collectors, which you see pretty early on in the game anyway, then it's not going to really ruin anything for you.
It doesn't have anything to do.
Does it tell what they are? Like they?
No. It has.
Well, you know what the.
Yeah. I know that. But like, let's say you hadn't beaten Mass Effect 2, would it kind of spoil that
no,
for you?
No. Here's. I'm not going to tell you how. I'm just going to say.
Well, you've beat Mass Effect 2, so you know that they're modified Protheans.
But basically, it doesn't tell you any of that stuff. It doesn't even have collectors in it, or even Geth or anybody. It's got a group of scientists, Batarians, Sovereign. Not Sovereign, but one of the other Reapers.
Okay.
Harbinger, I guess, would be him. I can't remember his name.
Harbinger's from the first game, isn't it?
No, he's from the second one. Sovereign was in the first one. This is the other Reaper that you were fucking with throughout all of Part 2.
I thought Harbinger was the Prothean guy.
Harbinger, I think, was actually controlled by a Reaper. Because at the very end, you see that main collector dude, and the thing is crawling around, and you can hear Harbinger talking while he's doing all this stuff, and I think it was he was being controlled, maybe, by Harbinger. I'm not sure. They didn't really clarify it for you.
The collectors, especially that one, looks like the aliens from Independence Day. Just throwing that out there. Like,
kind of remind me
of the exoskeleton suit.
They remind me of the fish dudes from Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Marlurks.
Marlurks, yeah.
But now
more legs.
But yeah, this DLC, like I was saying, it has nothing to do with any of the characters from the actual gameplay in Part 2. It's totally separate, so you can play at any point. It will not ruin anything, especially the end of Part 2. So
cool,
totally different side mission, and it's actually probably badass because it, like I said, it implicates so much yet. So
yeah, I've been putting this off for a while. The reason I actually didn't play through it is I got to Shadow Broker, my last playthrough, and then Fallout New Vegas came out, and I was like, oh, well, I'm just going to play that. And I played it for like 2 months, so
yeah.
That's why I never made it through. And I kept putting off getting back into this, and then now that I'm back into it, I'm like, I've been playing it for about an hour or two every day and having a blast with it still. So that says a lot for that game.
Yeah.
Other than that, though, I mean, I've been playing Torchlight still. I mean, that game's really fucking long, which is fucking value for people like dungeon crawlers. I mean, 50 levels plus at a bonus stage of 100 levels.
Yeah.
Damn.
$15 is all I got to say. It's on XBLA now. Played some more Swarm. It's kind of a hard game, so I'm still stuck at like level 6.
Yeah.
And then the other game I played is, I played a little bit of Horde, which is a new game that came out this week. I didn't purchase the full version. I've been broke as shit. But you can get the full version today for like $7.99. I don't know if that'll expand out for a few days, but even not, it's like $10. So it's basically it's, I don't know what kind of game you call it. You're a dragon, and you're out there flying around and destroying little bitty towns and knights and archers, and you're collecting their gold and taking it back to your horde. And you got other dragons trying to compete with you to collect more gold. and it's kind of addicting. I played through the demo about four times. So it's...
Damn. How are the graphics?
Yeah, it's kind of old school, but it's an indie game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And, I mean, it looks like maybe StarCraft... No, I wouldn't say that. I don't know what to say. I mean, it's about a... It could have came out about 5 years ago. But the fun level's definitely there. And you upgrade your dragon as you're flying through, so upgrade my fire blast or upgrade my armor or my speed or my hoarding capacity or...
Your hoarding capacity?
My hoarding capacity, yeah.
Well, 5 years ago, 360 debuted pretty much, and those are Oblivion. I wouldn't
put it up there.
Like PS2, maybe?
Yeah, I think you could play this on PS2.
All right.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's an over the head, you know, over, like, isometric view, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it looks a little bit dated, but it works for what it is. I don't think you're going to play this and be like, oh my god, there's awesome graphics, but I think for $10, you'll probably have a blast. There's like 40 levels or something, but, yeah, so, like, basically what happens, it starts off the game, you're flying around, and it's like, try to get more gold than your opponent, and so you're flying around, and I see a little carriage, like, going down, it says 400 on it, which means it has 400 gold. I kill it, and then I start building up these multipliers, so 400 gold when I turn it in, it actually ends up being 1,200. And that's kind of what you're doing through the whole thing, and then there's other little objectives, like I see a royal carriage has 3,000 gold plus a princess, and I can take the princess back and ransom her off for more gold. So it's goofy. It's really goofy. But
I can see a dragon calling somebody out. I was just going, like, I got your princess.
I have your princess.
$5,000 unmarked coins.
Yeah.
Call the cops and she dies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, business. I'm sending you an ear, you know, with a nibble. Nibble. So.
But yeah, it's a really interesting game. It's kind of charming. I like it. I'll probably pick up the full release on it on Friday when I pick up Dino D-Day.
Dino D-Day.
You can't even say it right. You do not deserve it.
Well, if you weren't such a Mac fiend, you could play it too.
Well, I need to buy me a new laptop, and that's probably going to be one of my next purchases sometime if I ever get money.
Me and you both, because I need to play The Witcher, and I've been looking at some of those Alienware laptops. I'm like,
I need a new computer.
Speaking of good graphics and stuff, have you guys seen the actual trailers for the gameplay trailer for Battlefield 3?
I haven't seen it yet. Is it looking good?
Shit. I think this is going to be like the original Crysis kind of graphics, not able to be played in this generation of PCs.
Huh.
It looks fucking phenomenal. I mean,
I'm sure it'll look good on like PS3.
I'm sure it'll look decent on the consoles, but to see it in its full effect with as many characters as it's going to hold, because I heard it has the potential of holding up to like 128 combatants. But I don't know if they'll actually stick to have that many. But the graphics on it are phenomenal. The motion for the people like going down, getting on a knee and stuff, and.
Do they mocap real Marines?
I don't know. Maybe. It looks absolutely phenomenal. I think that I was reading somewhere that they use the same mocap like technology as they do for like Madden, and Madden has great fucking actual mocap.
So I put a bunch of Marines on this green screen and a bunch of cameras are like, pretend you're in Iraq.
Yeah.
They'll just stand around.
Yeah, dude. It looks great. I mean,
there's bombs dropping. Al Qaeda here.
You're stabbing the dragon.
Act like
you're drinking its blood.
Yeah.
It's a little mad.
You're a tiger.
You're a tiger. He's like, now you're stabbing the other banshee. Stab them both. Drink their blood.
No, like, jacking
them off in the air.
That's a funny side for a radio.
Yeah.
I wish you could get out the coconuts and do the horse sounds.
I just like that Mad TV, that skit where they're doing the motion capture.
We do that about once every 2 weeks that comes up.
No, I just remember it because most people who watch Mad TV will know exactly what I'm talking about. So.
No, it looks absolutely phenomenal. We'll have to look at it. I'll show you.
When's it come out?
There's a rumor November 11th? Somewhere early November.
Oh, man, that's the same day Skyrim comes out.
Something like that.
Skyrim comes out, then.
I'd rather have Battlefield than Skyrim, to be honest.
That's where me and you differ.
I might draw a line there. I'm not sure.
I don't know. So. Once you see these graphics and stuff, this will bring a new new beauty to...
Vikings versus Marines. Vikings wins every time.
First-person shooter. It's a new beauty for first-person shooters.
So you take Loincloths over
military
issues.
You'll take rippling muscles
over long explosions. Hair and
dirty skin. I'll take an old school beefcake over a new school beefcake any day.
that's pretty fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't have soap back then.
They kind of remind me of me, you know. They're kind of kind of beastly.
Well, you're growing the beard back out now.
Yeah, I am.
So you're purple? Because the
I'm not
OEO
sure
guys from Wizard of Oz.
Yeah,
they were purple or blue.
Yeah, they were purple, I think.
Yeah.
That is from Wizard of Oz, isn't it?
Yes.
For some reason, I always equate that with Vikings.
No.
Oh.
That was Wizard of Oz.
Swinging
you
a miss.
You are a monkey. A flying monkey.
Oh, okay.
No, OEO's guys aren't flying monkeys.
Which ones
no,
are
that
they,
was the
then?
Other ones.
They're the guards.
Yeah.
Oh, never mind.
Swinging a bunt.
The flying monkeys just didn't say shit.
Yeah.
They got knocked around a bunch.
Yeah. My bad.
And then Optimus Prime showed up and
started
transforming to capture them inside of his tailgate.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened.
So
it's a fact. Look it up.
What other?
Yeah, anyways. So you've been doing Horde. And then we got off a tangent on Battlefield. But anyways, have you been playing anything else other than Horde, or is there anything else you want to say about Horde?
Not really. I'm cool.
I've been playing
really.
The wiener.
No. Actually, I've been re-looking at...
actually, thinking about I have.
Well, I'm doing it right now underneath the table.
Trent's been gone for a whole
without
week.
My hands.
I can see both of your hands.
It's a talent.
I can't see Trent.
He's trained his hair to just come up and wrap around his head.
I've trained the skin.
He's fucking his own bush.
Yeah. His bush is soft like a chinchilla.
I shaved my bush.
It's rapeably soft.
Let's,
so.
Let's get along
anyway,
with
let's
this.
Go. Move along.
So speaking
Holly.
Of gay things.
Holly.
El Shaddai.
What? Oh, the rippling clothes thing?
So I actually did look at that again, and I think I'm going to give it a second chance. Yeah, don't give me that face. Actually, so they're basing it on a lot of, like, Christian mythology or whatever. And I guess he's like an angel or something like that that's come down, and it's part of the seven Dead Sea Scrolls. Like, the story to me, like, kind of interests me. And so it's supposed
I'm
to be
sure
like
the
angel.
Rippling abs also.
Well,
you.
It's.
You and John just love rippling abs.
I wish I had rippling abs. Like that guy.
What a glisten all over your body.
But no. Actually, I was looking at some of the mechanics, and some of it actually looked pretty cool. I was looking at some quick look stuff, and I'm just like, you know what? I might actually play that now that I've looked at it again, even though I was giving it a lot of shit at PAX.
Mm-hmm.
I might actually check it out.
Until I see it, I'm going to rank it out there with the Left Behind video game series.
No, it's not actually supposed to be anything really religious. It's just based on the Dead Sea Scrolls with a lot of, like, Japanese interpretation of it. So,
so it's almost like Neon Genesis.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, exactly like that.
That's cool.
That might actually be kind of cool. So that's
because Anna had a really fucked up interpretation of.
Well, like just looking at some of the art styles for the levels and stuff, I was like, that's actually kind of cool.
Nice.
So
like, it's really cool.
So I really don't have anything else to say. Really, I'm sorry, Holly.
All right, so that's Holly, okay. Holly, what have you been playing with?
So of course we did Halo.
Halo.
Played some Halo. Played some Left 4 Dead.
What happened during Halo?
Oh.
My ultimate dropping off 20 skulls at once and ending
the
battle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
I thought you were talking about me winning.
No, I was running around. Oh, no, we were going to get to that one, too. But I remember we were playing Headhunter, and I was like, I fucking hate Headhunter. I just hung out in the back and just kept shooting everybody. And before I know, I'm like, I thought I had 3 skulls. And I shot somebody and ran through and apparently picked up like 17 skulls and jumped into the pit and fucking ended the game after like a minute of it going. I was like, sweet. And then you owned our ass on the last Headhunter game.
Yeah, I did.
Which was actually neck and neck for a while. It's like everybody kept going and then I just gave up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this.
I was so happy about that.
I think I realized me and Tooth have a rivalry. Any game we play, we just try and fucking skull fuck each other. Left 4 Dead, Halo, we are just shooting each other.
Well, he's a really fucking intense video game
player. Yeah,
fucking
he is.
Canadian with anger problems.
See, I pick my
I
rivalry.
I would say that,
with,
but just like seriously, like like anytime like we're in a game, it's like two sup. I'm like, shit. I hope he's not on the other team.
Yeah. But yeah, so I pick my rivalry with Moon just because it's fun when you're on all team speak and when you're wearing party chat.
When he gets upset, you can't understand anything.
And you jock him, and he's just like, oh, Crocky Block shit. You know, and you're just like, yeah, what?
So
what,
he's the Crocodile Hunter now?
Yeah, he's the Crocodile Hunter. Sorry, and you jockey his ass and you drag him. It's almost like with Andrew. when I got him in the elevator shaft. He was like, I don't even know where the fuck I am.
Where am I? This is kind of neat, and this sucks.
And I dropped him on the ground as I'm climbing up the side of the thing. I was like, you're in the elevator shaft, bitch.
Fucking Donnie, like, actually fell on top of me. He's like, where are we? I'm like, fuck if I know. Just follow me.
Well, somebody came to rescue you, and I 100-pounced him, and then you shut me off of him, and I was like, aw.
So I work a split shift now, and I'm here in the middle of the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I played with them the other day on Left 4 Dead. They're just like, "Oh, you're online. Want to get in some Left 4 Dead?"
They are always online.
And so like, they conned me into getting to Left 4 Dead with them, and we get to talking to Donnie, and Donnie doesn't even listen to our fucking cast.
No, he wait, hold on.
No, he does.
He listened to the first podcast ever, and it was ours.
Really?
So he listened to ours before he listened to. Yeah. to John Nobbs.
Well, he lives next door to John.
But he's also a health instructor, so so he might not have have time. But anyways,
he's got so much time.
Yeah,
to
I know.
He was like,
anyways, Holly, back to Left 4 Dead, some Halo.
Left 4 Dead, Halo, and I've been balls deep in Duke Nukem 3D.
I saw that.
I keep seeing that, even though I'm hiding.
Yeah.
Whispering your name on the wind,
Holly. Holly. No, but that's pretty awesome. I remember playing it when
it's
I was nine,
too,
so
Well, I am.
I saw it. I saw that you had played it before.
Yeah.
And I was like, ah, okay, so I can get it. I can get it on the Xbox. So I went through and actually bought it a few days ago.
Nice.
It's actually pretty fun.
Yeah,
she,
it is.
Every 10 minutes, she has to look up like fucking walkthroughs, though.
No, it's a hard ass game.
It really is. Like
beating this game whenever I was like 10.
Yeah.
And before you could beat the game before the walkthrough loaded up on your computer with the internet being so slow.
You played video games so when you were a kid? You were a fucking savant. And like as an adult, I have so much harder time playing games than I did when I was a kid.
Well, I was thinking it was going to be so much easier than that because I remember playing it whenever I was 9 years old. So I was like, this should be no problem at all. So I'm like going through and then I get to I think it's the third
death
part
room.
Of the second death row.
Yeah.
Where you have to like you go inside the you know, where they give
hologram.
You your first like the hologram that's in the middle of like some room. Mm. And then you're supposed to click the button and it spins the room around. Well, I had gotten to where both of like the doors were, but I didn't know you were supposed to open them. So I had been going through both of those and I was like, oh my god.
Back and forth.
What am I supposed to do? And I was getting so pissed off, and that's whenever I finally got up and watched it. And I was like, okay.
All right, so...
Well, I was going to say, I mean, I beat Contra when I was a kid. And have you ever played Contra, like, as an adult?
Yeah.
Me and Matt were playing it.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
It's retarded hard. And it's just...
We must have been, like, some fucking finger-flipping masters.
I'll tell you one
thing.
We were
thumbs up.
The Smurfs video game doesn't sound like much, doesn't it? But... First level, you got to run and jump over a spiked fence. Now, when you're a kid, you can do that. You can just jump and nail it every time, get over. As an adult, me and a group of friends sat there for like an hour and a half and just kept impaling ourselves.
What
that's what you guys
score?
Do on Friday night.
What
huh?
game did you say?
Smurfs. Friday night Smurfs.
Fucking
Fest.
Smurfs. And we thought, hey, this will be fun. We're all fucking
I
drunk.
Never
and we
Smurfs.
Just kept trying to do it. We could not get the fuck over the goddamn fence. We just kept impaling the Smurf on the fence. And we're like... Fuck this. After like an hour and a half, we're like, fuck it. We walked away. I have not tried to play the Smurfs again ever since.
Wow.
I denounced that game. So even though it was easy as shit when I was a kid.
Well, it's like, have you tried playing the modern Ninja Gaiden games?
No, I never was a Ninja Gaiden fan.
Those are also really, really hard. Like, for people looking for really hard games, Ninja Gaiden, just hands down, is like one of the hardest like 3D games out there right now.
Me and Matt, the other day, beat the Simpsons arcade game. I've never beaten that game before.
Really?
Yeah. It's
what were you playing it on?
About the Max.
Playing it on the arcade?
It was Free Token Tuesday, so we just kept on punching them in. Yeah, it's a lot of fun. I really like the Max.
So that's what you do every Tuesday.
I try to, yeah.
I think, what was the biggest accomplishment you've ever had with an arcade game? Because I remember mine was a Ninja Turtles game.
Beating Time Crisis, I guess.
Time Crisis.
Mine would be beating
on a single token.
Beating the arcade.
Two tokens, but
beating the arcade Alien vs. Predator.
Nice. Holly?
I don't remember.
Batman.
I used to go to the skating rink whenever I'd go to my dad's house every Sunday. He'd just drop me off at the skating rink, and I was in Pryor, so I didn't know anybody.
Yeah.
And he'd give me a roll of quarters, so it's $10 in quarters, and I would literally I wouldn't spend any time skating. I would just be playing. I'd just be playing video games. The Aerosmith
shooter. Yeah, I was about to say. I was about to bring it up. The Terminator Aerosmith shooter. I used to go to Skate World and fucking play the shit out of that game with Steven Child.
I played a lot of Mortal Kombat stuff like that.
That was like one of the worst movie crossover games. No. Yeah. Have you seen the new Terminator movie scheduled for 2014? Yeah. I'm wondering how that's going to go. Anyways.
Is the Governator in it?
Were you the one telling us about the...
Oh, he's going to do the Governator cartoon now?
Yeah. Now he's making a game and a comic book.
That's the Governator thing, I think.
Did you see that thing about Charlie Sheen licensing his own catchphrases?
Yeah.
Like Tiger Blood and a couple other things. Yeah. Like
that by winning.
With Tulsa in my sleep.
Yeah, so he's like... That's actually going to some of my news, but basically what he did is he started copywriting some of his little... catchphrases, basically. So that, and there's talk about maybe putting it in video games and all sorts of other bullshit.
Well,
so.
I wouldn't be surprised if some of those lines make it into Duke Nukem.
Well, did you hear?
That'd be kind of funny.
He did his one man comedy tour thing. It started out in I think it was Detroit just last week, and it bombed. Like people walked out. They paid like a couple hundred bucks for tickets. It wasn't even supposed to be a comedy thing. It was supposed to be spoken word, but the news article kept talking about being a comedy thing, a comedy tour they started. And he was just, you know, he's like, you guys paid to see me get up here and rant, and they were just like, it was kind of sad. It wasn't funny anymore. It was just kind of sad. And he just kind of started telling the audience, well, I've already got your money. And I think Charlie Sheen's a genius in this. Yeah. And the only reason he's acting this way is to get... I don't think he's crazy. I think he's playing the role
publicity.
That he's
doing
to everybody.
Yeah, it's just publicity. That's what most people do. He's just really good at it.
He's really funny. Like, when if you watch his video
like
blog,
Lady
he's
Gaga.
Fucking really good at
when
it.
He Lady makes, Gaga, when yeah, everyone yeah. thought she had a dick.
Yeah.
Pure publicity.
Yeah. Well, that's...
I didn't really think she had a dick.
Yeah, nor did I.
A lot of people did.
It's like...
I didn't.
I've seen it.
I'd washed myself a few times and was just crying about it. And you know, I burned all the pictures and all that. But in the end, when I found out it wasn't dick, I felt so relieved. Then I learned about the Hanson twins.
I masturbated to it and then got really weird.
Oh, yeah, she was here last night, wasn't she?
Who?
Lady Gaga.
I was out of town.
She was at BOK.
Monday. Monday.
Monday, maybe. No. I don't know.
Well, I was out of town all week, so I didn't know. So.
I've been in my own world.
I know Bass Snatcher's here tonight.
Yep.
So.
Unfortunately, I didn't have money for tickets, or I wouldn't have been here tonight.
Yeah, they're all sold out
right now.
Well,
that's why I called you ahead of time. Yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, Bass Snatcher.
Yeah, and I did. Dude, okay, I love dubstep, but I'm starting to not like it so much because everybody and their fucking dog loves it.
Yeah.
I'm like one of my buddy's little sister who's like 16 puts on Facebook, I heart Bass Snatcher, or dubstep, yay, Bass Snatcher. I'm like...
It's amazing what you find
like
with a Google
search. That's like whenever you saw,
like,
you went into my sister's room or
something. Likes.
You went into my sister's room or my sister was talking about something and you heard that she liked it.
Every Time I Die?
Every Time I Die, and you were like, oh, God.
I know, dude. It's like, I don't know. I've kind of been one to, like, I don't really like, I mean, of course I do like some mainstream music, but I thought dubstep was for the kind of underclass people.
Well,
not
so
not
many
so,
of them.
Not
there's
so, so, so trendy.
Not so underground anymore,
yeah.
Is
yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah, not so trendy and stuff, because, I mean, once that starts happening, then they start getting big record deals, and then they stop sounding, like,
cool.
Good. Then you start getting that Friday, that fucking stupid
God.
Fucking song. Have you guys heard that?
Which one?
What's her name?
I don't know.
I'm
her
out
name.
Of touch with today's youth, Andrew.
No, it is awful.
No. What was cool was on
Jimmy, I saw a video for that.
Jimmy Fallon on Friday had Stephen Colbert and him and singing this like stupid song by this 13-year-old called Friday. Yeah. So it's Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Fallon, the Roots are playing, doing the actual instrumental. One of the American Idol singers, or past winners, came out and sang with them. It was really awesome.
it is a god-awful song, though. It's terrible.
Yeah. The video is just this chick, like, texting and stuff
about
high school and all that.
And
it's about
Friday. And she wants to know what she should have for breakfast, and then she goes out to wait for the bus, and the bus is pulling up.
It's like reading somebody's Twitter account.
No. It's like the Saved by the Bell theme song, just, you know, modern-day poppy. So, you know,
awful.
Yeah.
No, and
oh,
she,
that's
like...
That's another thing I'll have to show you.
Ugh.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
God.
Yeah, actually, it was voted, I think, the worst video of the year.
Yeah, but was, yeah. Still, it's had the most YouTube hits.
Oh yeah, because it is so horrible. Yeah,
well,
yeah.
And kids are loving it.
But it's like the lightsaber kid.
No, it's yeah. the no, kids aren't loving it. No one loves it.
People just want to watch the train wreck.
Like if you actually look at the YouTube and see how many dislikes and how many likes there are.
She's making money from it, and she's 13 years old.
Dude, there's no such thing as bad press. That's the what it comes down to. You know,
bad press is still good press.
Yeah. Still getting out there. So, anyways,
Let's do something really awful.
Yeah. Yeah. So you've been doing some Duke Nukem. I came up with a really bad one. I'll tell you later. Anyways. Okay, fine. You know the song Oblah Dee Oblah Da by the Beatles?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I thought, how about... I was thinking it'd be funny to do a version of that song that's about Hitler and Eva Braun. You know, it's like Adolf is a Führer of the Third. Ava is an actress in the play. You know, just kind of go with that. You know, blah 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 blah. Life, right goes on. I thought that'd be really hilarious. You know, and then I came up with another one, which is a brand of T-shirts we can make, and they're fail shirts, you know, where you go, like, oh, skateboard fail, blah, blah, stuff like that. Thought it'd be funny to have one of, like, babies with, like, three arms and just put fetus fail. Oh, I'm the bad guy. Anyway, I just thought it'd be funny as hell to have fetus fail.
And irreverence comes back to the cast.
Yes. Our numbers are skyrocketing as pipe bombs are made. but yeah. I thought it'd be funny as hell. It's like, it's offensive shit, and you know what? People love offensive shit.
We can do that. Another terrorist can hijack our page.
Yeah, that's true. The Fetus Fail Coalition. So, you just farted, didn't you? Oh my God.
He just he sits up and puts his hand on his
leg. He's like, it's the leather on the seat. I swear, the seats aren't made out of leather. Anyway,
it's been a stressful day.
So, back to farts. Duke Nukem 3D. Yeah, so you've been playing that.
Other than that, I haven't been playing anything.
All right. So, Andrew, what have you been keeping your hands busy with?
I actually went over to one of my buddies' house on Thursday or Friday, and he got me turned on to, all weekend, ooh, I've been watching MLG, the Major League Gamer thing going on, watching the StarCraft competition.
What's that? What channel is that on? Or network?
It's called The Internet.
Oh, okay, so it's just on the internet.
Yeah, it's streaming.
Okay.
And it happened in Dallas. I haven't ever really watched it, so I don't know the main characters.
The main players. The NPCs.
Yeah. Well, I mean, shut the fuck up.
The non-playable commentary?
No. And, like it's... I don't...
The NPCs, non-player
game. The people who haven't...
gamers.
God damn it. The people who are actually... It's actually like a... sporting event. It's an e-sport now, and they've got commentators and stuff commentating on these live events.
Is it actually good?
It's pretty awesome.
Was it just like, StarCraft?
Yeah. Well, the MLG also had Halo, couple fighting games, and Call of Duty. I didn't watch any of those. I just watched StarCraft. And it was just like... It was like, oh God, he's got zealots, he doesn't see him, oh no! And it would be like shit like that, and I was just like, this is awesome, so what do? I pick up StarCraft and got my shit raped. Over and over and over again. Like, I'm like, and I've just gotten back into playing it and seeing if I can get better. And I spent a lot of my weekend doing that.
So at some point, me and you just need to verse each other.
Yeah, fuck, I'll do it tonight.
I can't.
Yeah,
you can. Ooh, back down from the challenge. Yeah.
No, it's just a late thing.
He's pulling the age
it'll
card.
It'll be over in 8 minutes.
Oh, he says you can't last longer than 8 minutes.
No, I bet I can.
You bet you can. Should we bring some ladies in to ask them?
Actually, that wouldn't be a sad thing.
That wouldn't be a sad thing. Maybe for them, though. Anyway, so moving on. Andrew, what's the other? What else have you been doing?
Let's see here. So I played a lot of StarCraft, of course, Left 4 Dead. I picked back up. Nobs convinced me to put Mag back into my PS3 because I haven't played it in probably over a year.
I thought you were going to talk about that pinball game he's always going on about.
No, I haven't played that. The Williams Collection?
Yeah.
No, have not.
Sorry,
played
dude.
That.
I will play it eventually, but
yeah, one day. But,
well,
yeah.
It's finding it.
Yeah, it's not a high priorities list. So I started playing Mag again, which playing it with a lot of people is still fun. Like people you know, and we use the Xbox Live chat, And then turn on, have our Xbox running while we play Mag.
Are there still a lot of people on there?
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. There is.
It's a value game now, too. You can get it for like $20.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's cheap as shit. So if you've got a PS3 and want to play, hit me up. We'll do it up on some Mag.
Nice.
I don't know. It's an overly... I mean, of course, the game, mechanically, it's kind of broken in spots. I mean, it's a pretty hard first-person shooter. It's not completely polished, but...
There's a lot of crawling involved.
Yeah. I mean, to have 256 people on one map playing...
Are the maps pretty big?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, but
it's
like...
It's not like people lining up in rows and shot down.
Hold on. What I was playing, the biggest map right now.
No, I just thought it's a
musket battle.
No, I was just like, okay, take the Apache over to their spawn point and just bomb the shit out of there. It's like 30 people die at once.
Oh, dude, no. Crazy shit like that will happen all the time. No, you can like call in airstrikes and stuff.
Yeah.
And fuck, dude, those airstrikes will fuck your day up. But,
I think that's what they're meant to do.
So, toward the end, we're playing Domination, which basically it's kind of like attackers and defender. They have to get different objectives and start shutting it down. Like, if they take out your anti-air, now they can start paratrooping and actually, like, bombing the shit out of your place. So you have to try and get that repaired back up. But it's slowly, like, pushing you toward the center where you have this kind of oil refinery that you're defending. They blow up the oil refinery, you lose. So... toward the end of a match, if they've gotten you pushed back, there's only like maybe four different spawn points left. So all of a sudden it'll spawn and 50 dudes will start coming pouring out of a room. So it is nuts. And you're like getting shot from every angle. My first match, I actually walked with like 19-7, which is like nuts because I think Nob's got 3-38.
38 deaths. So 50 guys in a room is kind of like a frag fest.
Oh man, it's
fat fest
in multiple terms.
I mean, this is
like you're fragging my balls. It's like, hey, that's not a grenade.
I just think this is still an awesome game, and it's kind of awe inspiring of how many people and this kind of how they have it broken down is into like two different platoons. You have a company leader who's in charge of everybody, and they kind of direct you where to go, and they can call different airstrikes and do different special abilities. And then you've got two platoons where you have two or four, something like that, platoons where each has a platoon leader, and they have different special abilities they can do. And they can talk with the squad leader. Squad leaders are in charge of 5 to 6 people. I think it could be up to 10. And they've got special abilities. So your squads can only talk to the squad leaders. Squad leaders can talk to their squads and the platoon leaders. Platoon leaders can only talk to the company commander and the squads. So it's like really broken down.
Don't you get rewarded for following orders?
Yes. Yeah, and you'll see a lot of people are actually following orders because you get experience and stuff and you can unlock new weapons. Well, that takes fucking forever if you're not getting these extra experience points for following the orders.
Are the leaders NPC or are they people who actually put
in?
So whenever you go into a room and you got everybody going into queue, it just decides who it wants to put.
Yeah, it's the highest...
highest ranks?
Ranks, yes.
Okay.
So, I mean, if somebody's a company commander, that means they've been playing a while, they know what they're doing. So it's normally, if you got a good company commander, if you got good leadership, you can get shit tons of experience because they know what they're doing. If you get a dickhead who keeps telling you to take over a fucking, like a burn-off valve or something that's obviously got like 100 enemy units between you and them, you're not going to get it, and it's kind of a waste of fucking time, and you're just dying. So if you got somebody who's good...
How does PS3 Speak work with that many people?
I don't know. I mean, I've got a shitty Bluetooth fucking mic. I mean, to be honest, you're only talking with at most maybe 10 people,
which are your platoon.
Yeah, just your squad. A normal grunt, you only talk with your squad.
Yeah,
and your squad leader will talk to you.
Yeah, so your whole unit, that's just who you're talking to.
Yeah,
if you're all on the PS3 thing, you got a Bluetooth in one ear and your Xbox mic in the other.
My Bluetooth wasn't working. I'm probably gonna have to buy a new one, but so Nobs has one that was working. So any orders they're telling us, we would convey our message through knobs. So it was a clusterfuck. But it's still a really fun game, and it's super fucking cheap. You can pick up the demo and get to level 8. I mean, you can play any match and play it like you have the full copy of the game. Right. And it's just a demo until you get to level 8, which will take you a couple hours. And you can just have a blast doing it. So if you're kind of on the fence of getting it, get the demo and play with us. It's a lot of fucking fun.
Might be worth checking out.
You need a PS3.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, that's what we're looking at here in the next... yeah.
So, have I been playing anything
else? Are we making a purchase together?
No. You're thinking about buying one. I've been thinking about buying one, so... Yeah. But anyway, so that's all you've been doing? Or?
Yeah, that's about it. A lot of StarCraft.
A lot of StarCraft.
And Left 4 Dead, that's about it.
Left 4 Dead.
A bit of Halo.
Yeah.
What have I been doing?
What have you been doing?
I've
been gone all week.
Good one on that one.
Yeah.
Saying the same thing I did.
Hey,
or
Trent,
are you not listening?
What have you been doing?
Anyway, as I was saying, I've been gone all week, but I took two games with me whenever I went. One I really didn't even play except for maybe once, and that was Left 4 Dead 2.
Yeah.
And then Donnie sent me a couple invites when I was on. I was just like, dude, I'm in the middle of something. So, you know. But Mass Effect.
Motherfucker. I'll be watching like Netflix or something. Yeah. Watching a movie, and it's like, bloop.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn it, I'm watching Gangs of New York,
and son of a bitch.
And
he always has the same little message he sends you. Go like, hey, think about starting up a little Left 4 Dead. Want to hop in?
I'm like, Donnie, get a new game. Yeah. Please. Please.
No, Left 4 Dead's a fun one.
It is a fun one, but... He needs to venture out.
Yeah, well, he got Civ Revolutions now, so that's crack for him. So he's going to be doing that. And he's got that Peggle game. So, but anyways, I was doing Mass Effect rerun for part one to try and get a full Paragon character up to run through part two to get ready for the new one coming out. So, and I opened up my save file that was about 34 hours when I first started, and started over with that character. And I'm already at, like, 54, I think, hours of gameplay.
You put about 20 hours into it.
Somewhere around that. And I'm already, like, right at the actual Ilos mission where you go and you find the conduit and go to the Citadel. So I probably got about maybe an hour and a half of gameplay left. But I've done every goddamn thing and all Paragon, full fucking Paragon.
I was reading an article about how games like that are actually killing the market. Because having an actual meter, people aren't actually making... like these crucial decisions, they're just choosing the worst one because that gives you the achievement points or that gives you the better conversation focus instead of like, because I play kind of toward the middle, I choose on different things and I just do it because those are kind of choices I'd want to make or they're the exact opposite of choices I would make.
So what I did is I actually, the first time I ever played Mass Effect, I went through and played the way I wanted to play it.
Yeah.
This one, because I know what happens in part two, I'm tailor making the choices to get different things to happen because I found there's certain missions that you don't get in Mass Effect 2 unless you do certain things in Mass Effect 1 crap that you don't even know that was something that'll come back on you. Like when you're on Novaria, there's a guy you can talk to about... synthetic insights. It's coming. You got to go up and sell those the OSD disc so you can put the administrator of the port in jail.
Yeah.
And if you talk to him and you give him his evidence, he's going to go off and blackmail the guy, basically out of office. But if you convince him to testify instead, and you turn the evidence over, you get an email from him later on, something like that, and it spars another mission in part two. It's just a really quick mission that would not be there otherwise, that you can't even access. So I found all these little missions that are there that I just kind of wanted to
punch a bitch in the face.
I didn't punch her this time around.
I did the first time.
I was like, hold it back. Don't click the trigger.
What's funny is it just gives you a renegade. It doesn't even tell you that you're going to punch her.
You're
I
don't appreciate what you're saying. And then whack. I'm like,
you punch her right in the face. It just says disapprove. And I was like, okay, disapprove. Just bam, right in the face. I was like, oh, that's not what I meant to do.
I wish you would have put in like parentheses, punch the bitch in the face.
Yeah.
All he was like, did you just punch her in the face? And like, yeah, I didn't mean to.
But I went back through basically to try and create just the ultimate Paragon. I got to do ultimate Renegade, then I've also got my basic file, which I've already done Mass Effect 2 on, so that one I'm pretty happy with. But I wanted to see what all these extra stories were I was missing, so that's why I'm doing it. And it's really weird going back to play Mass Effect 1 after I've played Mass Effect 2 so many times, because it's such a the rudimentary of Mass Effect 2 is in there.
It's not nearly as polished.
Yeah, it's not nearly as polished. You don't use your powers as much. It's mainly a lot of weapons focused. To actually use powers, it's really hard to do because like the cooldown time is so long on everything.
There's no real map. On the buttons.
You can't do the curve shots or anything.
Man, I love the curve shots.
Yeah. Well, like, see,
like Incinerate's what I've been using like crazy, and I never run out of ammo. It's like I got the cooldown down to like 4 seconds.
Yeah.
Every enemy, I'm just fucking incinerating.
Yeah, for me, it's my throw and my warp are the two ones, and they're both like really down on cooldown. So I can sit there and warp to drop their fucking barrier or whatever, and then fucking knock them off the map and kill them instantly. And that's basically been like the best strategy I've had for anything. If I just like if I carry Miranda with me, she has warp too, so the two of us can just drop their shields really fast and then have Legion headshot them or Garrus headshot them with a sniper shot, or me just knock them off the map. So, and you can't do that in part one as easily because it's just not as easy. You don't have that curve function, so you can't edge yourself up just right to where you can shoot a warp like over a fucking like 6 foot tall wall.
You can crouch and just get them highlighted and then just
point. Pray to God.
just point it up and then shoot it and you're like, got them behind the wall.
Yeah. Plus the weapon overheat has always been a huge problem in part one for me because the second, like when you first start Mass Effect 1, you have a pistol, 2 shots, it overheats. Everything takes like 4 or 5 shots to kill. So you have to sit there and shoot, hide out till it cools down, shoot. And that always got on my fucking nerves.
That you have ammo.
Yeah, in part two you have ammo. In part
you have the thermal clips.
Yeah. And it took a while to get back into it, but once you get past Eden Prime, and since my character was already like level 50, I was able just to kind of get some good weapons and go in, and it hasn't been too big of a problem. I've just been using a shotgun throughout the whole goddamn thing. Just drop Krogans and like 4 hits, so. But been putting a lot of time into that. It's been a lot of fun. I tried out the Ghostbusters, that
Sanctum of Slime.
Sanctum of Slime. I tried that out. It didn't really work for me.
Didn't really work for me either. When I played the demo last week, I was like, twin stick shooter that's really rudimentary.
I was playing it with a guy who the guy's got his own proton pack, his own ghost trap, his own neon Ghostbuster sign on his wall, his own uniform, boots. He's got everything. And I was playing it with him.
Ghostbusters fiend. Huh?
He is a Ghostbuster fiend. Yes, he is. And like he has a $600 ghost trap that lights up and everything. It's just, but he's
literally comes with his ghost.
Yes. And we were playing
Tormented Soul.
Yes, we were playing this game.
Holocaust Fit.
And it just they put a little orphan boy inside of it. That's what they did. Little they drowned
it was still
him
alive. So now
they drowned him inside of a small butter churn, and then put his soul inside of the ghost trap. Anyways, that's really sad. It's powered by an orphan heart. Anyways. Venture Brothers.
Yeah.
But anyways,
Ghostbusters are awful.
Even he didn't care much for it. We were just like, this is total shit. It's not that good. The controls are a little dodgy. It's hard to aim around, and it just really didn't.
There's not really a fire button. You just move the stick.
Yeah, you just move the stick and point in the direction. So it really didn't take too much to play. And it's also it's a crossover game where it's bringing in 4 new Ghostbusters. Yeah, the new ones who are no longer
rookies.
Well,
there's no voice acting in it. I understand it's a cheap game, but so is Torchlight, and man, that's a much better game.
Yeah, I expected a lot more out of the Ghostbusters game, to be honest with you. I still hope they're doing
this. Most of their money
probably
went to fucking royalties and getting the right to fucking make the game.
Yeah,
probably.
Yeah. I just hope that they're still working on the Ghostbusters 2 video game, the one they were supposed to follow up the last one with, because that was probably one of the funnest movie games I've ever played was Ghostbusters the video game. Like, you even got that for your birthday a couple years ago, didn't you?
Yeah, I got it for PC.
Yeah, it's badass and fun as hell, dude. It's like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man fight and everything.
I have yet to beat that game. I played a couple hours of it and I didn't beat it because I rented it and kind of ran out of time. I should pick it up.
It's worth. You can get it for like $12. It's worth the money. Yeah, there's some cool achievements, like if you can destroy over $3 million worth of property throughout the entire game, and if you can also beat the game only destroying under $100,000, you get an achievement. I have not gotten either of those.
Speaking of value games, one of the ones that I've been playing now for a couple weeks is Katamari, Beautiful Katamari.
Yeah.
God, that game is like crack. I love that game. Just rolling up shit, rolling up the people. I love rolling up people.
Rolling up people and smoking them in a pipe.
No, just rolling them on my little yeah. Katamari ball.
Yeah, your little crack.
But Katamari. If you've never played it, it's only $19.99 on Xbox Live, and I mentioned that last time, but I'm mentioning it again because, fuck, I looked around, I looked at GameStop, looked for it used, there's only like two places within 100 miles at it. Both places were selling it for like $40. I was like, well, fuck
I think
that.
You said there's one that was 90.
Yeah, online I was looking for it, and I was like, I can wait it for $20 online? Fuck that. Yeah,
a lot of people love that, the Katamari, the beautiful Katamari game that came out with 360, and it is hard to find sometimes. So.
Well, and me and John played Damacy back when it was out on PS2. I remember me and him got into it, and we could not stop talking about that game. Yeah. It's just so weird. It's so fun.
I just like rolling up dogs and people. It's just fun. just the dogs just sitting there, and just big...
Like
just come out and pick the dog up and just keep rolling. They come back for
it's
his fucking
so
owner.
Japanese too. Like it's funny
with the J-pop and everything.
Yeah, man, that music, man, it's kind of addictive, and I don't even like J-pop.
Rolling into the pond and picking up swans and shit.
Yeah, and then sailboats,
little kids.
Yeah,
then the earth.
And then the earth. Of course, you got to roll up the earth.
It's just funny because every time you beat it, and it'll tell you like everything you picked up. It'll tell you like your diameter, how much you weigh, I think, and then like. How many of each individual item you picked up.
Yeah, it's how many individual items and how big it was in centimeters.
Yeah.
And then meters. But, yeah, you roll up the universe at the end of Beautiful Katamari, which is pretty fucking cool.
It's just fucking funny as hell, though, because it is such an interesting, what's the word?
It's a niche game.
It's an interesting, innovative game, just an idea that they came up with that was just really funny. So, definitely some
it
cool
works.
Stuff. They have a new Doritos game coming out. That I saw. Did you see that?
I still need to. I need to play online Harm's Way because nobody will play it with me.
Yeah,
it's free. Literally, it's free. It's a racing game.
Well, I still have that other one. That Doritos.
I do like racing games.
Yeah, it's a racing game.
I like
it. Can shoot cars.
What was it called? Doritos Crash Course.
Harm's Way.
It was because Harm's Way. Okay, I downloaded it and never played it.
It's free.
It's just Doritos. I just kept putting it off because it was Doritos. The new one, though, I forgot
I'm
what it was called.
Lay's fan.
Cool. Yeah.
Yeah, more into the potato chips.
I like the once you pop, you can't stop. You know, just some Pringles is my way to go. So, yeah, if Pork Rinds put out a game, I'd be there.
Pork Rinds are the shit. What are you talking about?
Oh, they're disgusting.
You can't breathe.
When
after
I went on my
eat,
big when
you know,
I went into my
great.
Big anti-vegan campaign for a little while, that was like one of the first things I ate. I was like beef burrito.
No, if,
and
if,
pork rinds.
If there was a Slim Jim game.
So you just run around and go, we're breaking through a snap and do a slam jam.
You can either play as the guy who looks like Jim Carrey or Macho Man Randy Savage.
Or the guy from fucking Static X.
Or Carrot Top.
Well, that's not the Static X guy, but he
looks just like him.
I think he looks like Jim Carrey. That guy, he just has Static X hair.
I haven't heard that name in a while. Anyway,
Wayne Static.
Is it Wayne X. Static?
Yes.
That's his name.
Jeez.
It's not his real name, but yeah, that's his name. His name's actually Herbert Milton.
Very long.
So, no, they're still around. Yeah, they still tour and everything. Put out albums.
They tour in like nightclubs.
I just don't think the Edge plays them anymore. I think they do shows with Vanilla Ice and the Digital Underground.
I remember back in high school, they're like Vanilla Ice is like corn now. It's like yeah. I was like, this ought to be funny.
I went to go see him at the Ocean Club, and
it was pretty funny.
It was pretty fucking funny. I thought it was pretty hilarious, and I was like, yeah, this isn't that bad anymore. You know? And they did
Ice Ice Baby.
Yeah, they did the rock version of Ice Ice Baby. Yeah, and I was just like, wow, this is pretty interesting. Everybody's in the fucking club singing, and I was just like, wow. I used to know the lyrics of that song. I can't remember at the moment.
I had it on record.
I had it on cassette tape. I wouldn't
Stop
spend. I wouldn't buy a record.
And listen.
Back with a brand new edition. Something. Got to hold me tightly.
Okay, we are not going to do this.
Daily and nightly.
No,
will ever
no,
stop?
No,
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 I don't
no.
know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. What? Okay, how about the tag team? Back again. Check it. Direct it. Let's begin. Party on. Party people. And hear some noise. DC's now. Jump off for joy. This party over here. Party over there. Wave your hands in the air. Shake it area. These three words when you're getting busy. Justin is a fag.
Oh, fuck you. Yeah.
I like the end of that song.
Hit me. Justin is a fag. Yeah.
I'm going to taint slap you.
Yeah. Get your upside down and inside out.
Oh
okay.
God.
So, video games.
Those are video games.
Yes. Okay. Anyway, yeah. Mass Effect, that's all I was really doing. I swear to God, I wasn't doing anything else.
You swear to God.
If you need to show me on, if you want me to show you on a doll, I'll show you. Anyway, yeah, I didn't do anything else.
Where do you point out Mass Effect on a doll?
Where do you think?
The
core drive.
No, on the chin.
I like that South Park episode where they think Chef is the pedophile, and he's like, you know, do you do this? He's like, blah, blah, blah. he puts the doll right on his face and starts licking its fucking taint. I'm just like, wow. And he's making the noise, just going blah, 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 with his tongue. That's so horrible. Then he puts it over the table and starts, do you do this to you? And they're like, no. And he goes like, shut up, this is serious. Oh yeah. Anyways, we're way off topic.
Yeah,
but that's a good thing sometimes. So
nope. Not this time.
All right. Anyways, I just always thought it'd be funny to give a kid for
no
their birthday.
God. And I don't want to hear the rest of this. Just, after eating a doll out, I just want to give a kid. Nope.
Just give them one of those courtroom rape dolls for their birthday. Here you go. Anyways, so we're gonna go ahead and jump forward now to some news. I think. Because we're done on video games.
Are we done on video games?
I think the eating taint thing kind of put an end on video games.
I think we need to take a break.
I think we need to take a break, too.
Yeah. I got crack in me, and I could go. So it's up to you guys.
Nah, we need to take a break.
All right, and we're back from break. So we're going to go into some news. Let's see. I'm going to go with Andrew first because I don't have news. You have no news.
Yeah, we don't have any news.
Neither do you.
Yeah.
No.
Trent, what about
you? No bar mitzvahs? No nothing? Okay.
Nothing.
Oh, and my news. Let me see here. Well, I was looking around on movies, and I saw the actual thing.
Yeah?
Stuff.
For the remake?
Yeah, well, what pissed me off is they said, oh, no, this is going to be a prequel. It's going to show what happens at the Norwegian base. I say, oh, no, no, this is going to be an adaptation. No, no, no. I looked at it. It is actually a remake of the 1950s version, which is already a remake to begin with. It's pretty much the same exact story.
Not Kurt Russell, but was it Kurt Russell?
This is from back in the 50s.
Right, but didn't they remake that?
Because there's three versions of the thing.
Okay.
Yeah, the one with Kurt Russell was John Carpenter's version, which is great. I love that one. But that's like the second remake of the original one. So, but this one follows the storyline for the 1950s one. And which, if you've seen the thing, you've seen the thing. So I'm a little pissed off as a chick in the lead, and she hooks up with a helicopter pilot who believes her that there's, you know, this alien species running around, but the doctor who's on the scene is more caught up in the science of everything to actually help her. So I was a little irritated with that. They're doing an American version of Guillermo del Toro's produced Orphanage.
Oh, that's cool.
That might be cool.
I don't know. Are people really that lazy they can't fucking read Spanish subtitles? The movie is not even that old, and it's fantastic. It's like, how old is that movie? Like 3 years?
You'd think that
it's probably longer than that. I mean, age for us kind of starting to creep by a lot faster than it used to.
I think Pan's Labyrinth would have been a better fucking port.
Oh, no. Well, Pan's Labyrinth had such a huge American release, though, that it was already... El Orfanato was a little bit hard to find at first until it started to get bigger. It's just that is... I love ghost movies, and it's been a long time since I've seen a really good one, but the ones that Guillermo del Toro works on, like Devil's Backbone, that was his, and that was a fantastic movie. The Orphanage was fantastic. I just don't see why they have to. The movie's not even 10 years old, and they're already doing an American version of it.
Like 5 or 6.
Yeah, and this shows, once again, Hollywood is out of fucking ideas. Beyond out of ideas.
Yeah, oh, I know.
Yeah. They got the new Terminator movie scheduled for 2014. No details on that one. I'm very interested to see if they're going to bring Arnold Schwarzenegger out with a walker to fight Christian Bale. So they'll just CGI everything from the neck down.
He's the Walkinator.
Yeah.
Well, hold on. Are they going to take out? Cool. Are they going to take out all of the violence?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Is that going to happen?
Because no idea.
He's really just on his soapbox so he can get popularity.
Yeah. No. Yeah. He's done with that now. He's like, oh, I'm not. Nobody gives a shit about me anymore.
Well, actually, I mean, Lisa and I were talking about this, and he's. Getting number one, you go after the video gaming industry, you're going after California itself because that is a huge part of the industry
out there.
Yeah, and he was going after that shit, I think, mainly because everybody, you know, we talked about this and we agreed, yeah, that he was going after them because everybody hated him as governor at that point. He is California's bitch boy.
Didn't he bankrupt California?
Oh, no. No, California.
No. Oh, California was already a long time ago.
Yeah, okay. He just helped fuck it up a bit more. So he promised a bunch that he didn't do anything. But
that sounds like any politician.
Exactly.
Any side, whatever.
Yeah, but he was just, I think he was just going after California to show, you know, to be like, hey, you guys want to talk shit about me? I'll fuck you up even more. We're going to kill your fucking biggest industry, not porn, video games. So, yeah, because you don't see 75 grand going into the development of one porno.
$75 grand.
I think it was, which game was it just recently that had the, no, it wasn't today. I think it was 50 million. Sorry, I meant 75 million, but 50 million, I think, went into, which fucking title was it?
Probably Cut Ups.
No, I think it was Mafia. Was it Mafia 2 that got it?
You're looking more 100, 200
million. Yeah, that one, yeah. I think it was Mafia 2 is the one that had the 50 million tab for a game that wasn't even thought to actually be able to do anything.
It barely broke budget, I thought.
Yeah. Yeah, because they didn't think it was actually going to do any good, but for them to invest that much money into it.
Well, they thought it was going
to do good,
and it just didn't.
Yeah, well, the first one didn't do that good.
The first one was awesome. I really liked the first one.
Yeah, but it still got crap reviews.
It did better than Mafia 2 did.
Yeah. Mafia 2 just, I don't know, there was just something about it people didn't like.
I want to know what there's the budget a big for LA Noire is.
Probably huge.
Yeah.
Rockstar has a lot of budget.
I mean, just seeing like the acting in it and stuff, it looks phenomenal.
Also,
about video games nowadays, Mass Effect 2 had fucking Martin Sheen in it.
But L.A. Noir has also had how long of a production time? I mean, I heard about it 4 years ago.
Yeah, about 4 years.
And I saw a trailer for it 4 years ago that just did them chasing the guy up on the roof and he fell off. And that was four fucking years ago.
Dead
and they've been
Island
working on it since.
Has been in production since before Dead Rising.
They killed that. They killed that and didn't work on it for the longest time. It just now came back. So I don't know how long they've been working on it since it came back into being worked
Alan
on.
Wake had, a 5 year production cycle?
Yeah. That one, they put a lot of time in.
We're going on 15 years.
Yeah, we're looking at if you want to talk about StarCraft 2 and Duke Nukem, we can talk about that. What about Diablo fucking 3? Yeah.
There's pre-sales going out for Diablo 3.
Yeah.
Half-Life
it's in Valve.
I don't even think they're working on it anymore now. Like I think they've actually
all their focus is on Portal.
Left 4 Dead and Portal and stuff. Yeah. I don't even think they've actually done any announcements, period. I'm sure they're working on something. They just haven't talked about it, period. And I remember they talked about Left 4 Dead being one of those games where they can pump out the maps, put in the spawn points, and release
it. Now they're not even having to pump out the maps. The community
is doing it, yeah. But when it comes to something like Half-Life, they said every little thing is orchestrated from eye movement to finger movement. Everything is coordinated and orchestrated to be a certain effect. Like whenever the chick would turn around and look at you in the first game, you'd see her eyes move, follow you around, all that crap, and she would blink at certain when she would talk and say certain things. And they actually focused a lot on the details for the Half-Life 2 game, which was fantastic.
Yeah, I don't know if I was reading something, but I was reading something about the motion tracking for the eyes in Half-Life 2, and that was one of the first games that ever did that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it still looks pretty decent.
It was fantastic looking, yeah. And also just actually the mannerisms and everything that the characters give are pretty cool. But yeah, and they talked about how something like that they have to take a lot more time with, but it's been quite a while now, so.
Yeah, well, Steam's been busy releasing games through their Steam market, so, I mean, that's where they're making all their money. They don't really have to release any games at this point.
but for the fans,
Portal
it'd be
is
nice.
Almost like an afterthought, it seems like, because they've made so much money with Steam, you know?
Yeah, but with something like Half-Life,
for us
fans, have been around for years.
An afterthought.
Portal 1.
Well, Portal 1 started out as a mod.
Yeah, that just ended up
exploding.
Portal 2 is, they've put so much time and effort into that game.
Yeah. Everything I've seen for it, just, God, it's like brain boner, dude. It's like
brain
boner. We're showing the repulsion gel and the propulsion gel and the
writing is phenomenal.
Yeah.
And the blue paint.
Oh, yeah. It looks fucking fantastic. And the
boy
humor.
Told me I shouldn't have told you that.
Yeah, but the humor is still there and everything, and it's actually, it just seems funnier this time, actually.
They got rain on it, which was
Cave Johnson.
Yeah, Cave Johnson's. I want them to, I want to know who else is in that cast, because they, Joshua Weyer, one of the lead designers for it, was telling us that they've got some other things in there in their belt that they haven't released yet. So I want to see who their other characters they've
they've got into who they got voice acting it and stuff.
Nice.
I'm sure we could look.
Oh, well, I mean, no, they haven't announced it.
Oh.
It's stuff they haven't announced yet. Did you guys know that they have the Nationals as their band playing?
Yeah.
For Portal?
Nice. You know? I didn't know that.
No, I don't know.
Now, what, one thing on news as well is right now on eBay, I think it's still going on. You can go on there and you can search for Deus Ex concept art. And they're actually auctioning off concept art for the new game. And the proceeds go to... to Japan relief. So that's kind of nice. And I was looking at some of the art they had up there, and it was just basic character concepts and everything. I'm sure they had a couple ones for augmentations and crap. I didn't see them, but expect to spend a couple $100. So.
Four concept art.
Yeah, no, that's what it looked like. That's what one of them looked like. There's just some character I didn't recognize, and I was just like, okay, I'm not paying $200 for that, but that's cool. Yeah, but I thought it'd be kind of nice to mention because, you know, hey. Help Japan out and get some cool Deus Ex merchandise in the process. So that's it for... I had another one, but I see it's at the very top of your page.
Which one? Oh, okay.
The, no, not that one. The yeah.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
So,
what news do you have, Justin?
So, there was a guy that killed his cousin over Scarface, the video game.
Nice.
That wasn't even a good game.
No, it wasn't.
So people are
blaming video game violence, and I love to bring up video game violence and, you know, actual violence and kind of pair them together, because apparently the guys were high as fucking drunk when this happened.
Yeah.
There was a bunch of kids. They're like 17 years old or something like that.
Four of them, I think, total.
Yeah, I guess the kid now is 22 years old, but he killed his cousin over... not being able to play Scarface.
They were taking turns,
yeah.
And they got into a dispute over whose turn it was, and then he just shot his cousin in the head. Bam!
So now the controller.
I don't think that has anything to do with
thinking. The fact that he was high as fucking drunk at the same time,
yeah.
And
I don't know.
Around.
I've been high and drunk, and I've never wanted to shoot somebody in the face.
But you're not this guy.
I think that's just anger management problems.
Oh, that's beyond that.
Maybe
psycho.
There was some. Maybe there was some disruption
between
the two guys. Maybe. He was banging his girlfriend. Maybe put his nuts on his chin when he was asleep.
Yeah,
you never know. There could have been some kind of dispute.
Too far.
Yeah, because Scarface, The World Is Yours. Yeah, you can do some pretty bad shit in that game, but I'm not going to blame
Scarface,
that.
They're playing Scarface. They probably have bad taste as it is. So
the movie was cool.
Some
the game
shit you
is just kind of
yeah. I know. I love the movie, but the game. I've never got a chance to actually go through and actually. Because I was just like, how can you make a video game out of The Godfather? How the fuck can you make a video game out of Scarface?
Godfather 2 was actually a pretty fun game.
Well, you make Vice City is what you make. And that's way more fun than anything they could have made from a movie.
But I was just like, I mean, Godfather, how the fuck do you do
Dude,
that?
Dude, I don't know. Godfather 2 was a really fun game.
Do you actually play?
No, you play an unknown, like an enforcer guy, and it's kind of...
Kind of like Andy Garcia's character in Part 3?
Kind of something like that, but you... You're playing different sides of the story, and it kind of opens up the story in different angles and shows you, like, the same exact theme that just happened, like something that happened in the movie, like, whenever they're choking him out in the bar, and he says...
when they send Lou, whatever.
In Godfather 2, where they're like, send my regards to... Well, it shows, like, what happened before that.
Yeah,
and it just kind of shows different angles, and it's really cool. And
so you actually get to see the backstory, that actually went goes.
And then
with
it had kind of cool little mini game kind of stuff, like getting together crews and shaking down all these random businesses and stuff, extorting them. It was a pretty fun game.
Interesting. So. If I can find, like, I think Godfather 1's for Xbox original, isn't it? But Godfather 2, is that 360?
Yeah.
Had they ported over? Does Godfather 1 work on 360?
I don't know.
Okay.
There's a list on Xbox website.
Yeah,
you can check it out.
I just never thought. I've always looked on there for Tron. That was my main interest. So.
Well, yeah. We got another one in common here.
What's that one?
Border Patrol made their own video game to simulate their job.
I was like Alan Wake. Wow. Walk around with a flashlight, just go, gosh, at the fence, and burn the guy back outside the fence. So, shoot a flare gun.
No, yeah, but you can also play as an ATF agent and give the Mexican cartels weapons. Anybody, you guys hear about that?
You can get on this?
The ATF was just, somebody leaked one of their, Operation Gunrunner or something like that. What they were doing was selling guns to Mexican cartels in an attempt to try and locate the guns bag. They sold a whole shitload of guns, basically arming Mexican cartels to then turn around and
to try and track them
to fight our border patrol.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's awesome.
So, so they were selling the guns and tried to track where they took them, so they could find out where the cartels were based. But all that ended up happening was they used the guns against the border.
Like Derringers.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I was just like, okay, border patrol agents are dying
yeah.
from this,
yeah.
and ATF is. Flying them.
So that's almost as bad as back in the 80s with the whole CIA bullshit.
Yeah, was it Afghanistan?
Oh, no. It was in Mexico. We were selling weapons and everything off to guerrillas.
Oh, yeah, South America.
Freedom Fighters. Yeah, to try and have them overthrow the government so that they control them, and it just kind of backfired during the Reagan.
Revolution there.
Yeah, during the whole Reagan administration, and they sent that one, I forgot his name, that one general up and fucking put the whole thing on him and go, I can't believe I forgot his fucking name. But we got him, they put him up as the scapegoat for it. He got totally crucified.
It's just such stupidity.
Oh, God.
Who came up with this idea and went, oh, man, that's a really fucking good idea?
I know who. Well, I thought it was a good idea.
it's actually this administration.
That's good, yeah.
Yeah, so that's
Bush left a little sticky note on Obama's desk, kind of like, here's an idea.
Obama's stupid enough to go, a good idea.
So the public will love this.
Louis Blackman was there. Yeah.
It's like Cheney told me the public will love this. Just do it. Yeah. Anyway, yeah, that's Cheney's last fuck you to Obama. So.
There was an article actually going around in the UK, and it's actually the Sun was saying that. Kids were, they were returning 3DSs because it was making them dizzy and suffering headaches and stuff like that. And it was the Sun. So you automatically know that it's pretty much bullshit to begin with. And so I read this on Kotaku, and one of the main writers of Kotaku went through a in-depth, case study, basically,
mm-hmm.
on the actual effects. He took it to several different doctors in New York, and he's like, hey, does this really fuck with my vision? And they put it through the mill. And it's a really long article, actually, for Kotaku. So you read through it, and they basically go, no, not one way or the other. Like, well, yeah, it can do some eye strain, and it might help us find out those corner cases where people have a lazy eye or something like that and really can't experience mm-hmm. 3D. But it's just like everything else. Don't overdo it.
Doing in moderation. I actually played 3DS today at Best Buy.
Yeah? How'd you like it?
I can honestly say I enjoyed it.
Really?
I can focus enough to see the 3D. I played Pilot Wings? Yes.
Yeah, that's what I was playing.
And I actually almost went up there today. It's like, I don't have enough time before work, so.
$250? Yeah, I think I can get one.
See, I'd rather spend $250 on the PlayStation 3.
It looks phenomenal. Like, the graphics?
Yeah, it's been on the back of my mind here for a while.
If I wasn't so fucking broke. I don't think I can get one. I want to get
Duke 3D 3D.
I thought that got canned.
No, I know. I just wanted to use a joke that said 3D 3D.
No, but it was actually supposed to be on 3DS.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and then it got canned.
I don't know. I kind of want one.
Yeah, I kind of do too. But mostly for the Resident Evil game and Street mm-hmm. Fighter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
I'd probably play Pilot Wings, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, and I'm the 3D does not bother me at all. I can like unfocus enough to want to play it. So
okay,
that's
cool.
Yeah,
I'm with you.
Yeah, I like it.
All right.
So what's going on with Famitsu?
Famitsu is a Japanese magazine, and they've been talking about 6 new Capcom titles that are supposed to be announced through them later this month. Of course, there's not a whole lot of American subscribers, so we're going to have to kind of wait. Really, most of the stuff, though, that is on this is stuff we've already heard about. Street Fighter X, Tekken, Asura's Wrath, and then Resident Evil, Operation Raccoon City. Of course, we talked about that last
week. Devil May Cry.
I didn't see anything about Devil May Cry.
Well, they announced that one a bit ago. He has black hair. Dante has black
hair. Yeah, he looks really emo.
That was the.
That means there's one left. I'm going with the Mega Man.
They said Dragon's Dogma, which I don't know. I don't know what it is. I'm just looking at the article.
I'm thinking there's going to be a Mega Man here in the near future.
Let's see here. What else do we got? Let me go with some of the other things. There was a deal with Valve here. They've been hinting a lot about potatoes. Have you heard about this?
No.
So there's all these potato references in a lot of the games that are being released on Steam that have something directly to do with Valve. And remember, well, you don't have, do you have a Steam account, don't you?
Yeah. They have that in COG. They have it in COGs, and I own that game, and I know what you're talking about.
So anyways, there's all these little things that are in the source code that are talking about potatoes. There were some Twitter posts that were talking about potatoes.
Potatoes.
And there's some other things. But I don't know what the fuck this is all about. But there's a Valve Potatoes Fool's Day wiki up right now, which it's valvearg.info.
What?
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff on here. I guess it was in BitTrip Beat. It was in, there's some references in Super Meat Boy. There's a potato playable Potato Boy.
He can light a light bulb.
That's and of course, true. Like Amnesia.
He grows little spurs.
Apparently, there's a poem in Amnesia that has something to do about potatoes. But there's this big potato conspiracy going on with Valve right now.
It's weird.
They're planning for the next famine.
So I don't know. That's what they're doing. The next Irish famine.
Yeah.
We're gonna move back to Ireland.
Drink all the
Idaho's
beer.
Going downhill.
All right.
The other thing right now is, I guess, hackers are targeting the PlayStation Store. Now, not a whole lot of stuff has happened, but I guess there was an IRC chat that was in cover that was talking about them actually targeting some of the families of people that work with PlayStation.
Yeah.
Which...
Kevin Butler.
Yeah, well, Kevin Butler isn't really a Kevin Butler, but...
I know. He's an actor.
But there's a...
I forgot his real name.
What they're doing is they're trying to take down the store, and this is about that guy that's getting sued by PlayStation that went over to South America, and
I forgot his name.
And so these are the hackers that are, and actually John on his Facebook was saying something.
It's Anonymous.
Yeah,
Anonymous.
Yeah. Anonymous.
Yeah. These are the same guys that took down the
Westboro Baptist.
Yeah, the Westboro Baptist and all their websites.
Scientology.
Well, what was funny is I watched the interview where they were talking to the chick that was representing Westboro, and she's sitting there.
They can't do anything.
Yeah, she's
to
like,
us.
You can't do anything to us, motherfuckers. Blah blah blah. You're a hack, a piece of shit. Living. And all of a sudden, like, she goes, look at your. He's a British guy going, look at your websites. She's like, what, you can't do shit? And she looks at her, all of her domains are down. He took everything down
in
30 seconds. AIDS kills fags. Fags burn in hell.
Soldiers deserve to die.
Yeah, soldiers deserve to die. All those websites down in 30 seconds. Boom. Gone.
And then I like one thing that they do. It's their fax attacks. Mm. They did it to the Scientology. Scientology centers. They basically overran their system and send black... faxes. So it broke their faxes. It stopped all communication into their
compounds.
Yeah. For they did it for like 3 days.
Yeah.
Of black faxes.
So they couldn't do shit.
So
that kind of stuff's cool, but attacking the PlayStation Network where people's credit card information
that's
is stored,
different.
It's kind of fucked.
Yeah, I don't. They're not one. They have not. They maliciously tag companies. They haven't stolen anything.
Yeah, but the question is, have they come forward? Has Anonymous come forward and said that was them?
Yes. Have you seen any of their videos?
Yeah,
I
have.
I have
really
no
cool.
idea what
yeah.
you guys are talking about.
I'll show you.
Anonymous is a group of hackers who basically go off and give people reality checks that sometimes fucking deserve it, like the Westboro Baptist place that says soldiers must die and that fags burn in hell and AIDS is a cure for homosexuality. People who are narrow-minded and basically won't listen to anybody other than their opinion,
right,
they try and indoctrinate and brainwash people. Anon likes to fuck with them. They like Scientology. Yeah. Hey, freedom of religion, I don't mind that, but you know what?
They normally have to do something that pisses them off.
Yeah.
Like, there is a major industrialist kind of people that were basically... they shut down their unions and then they did something and they attacked them. Anonymous actually had an interview with Stephen Colbert, which one of their leaders or something had with Stephen Colbert. You can actually look up on YouTube, look up Anonymous and Stephen Colbert. Stephen Colbert seems more or less kind of approving of them. And one of their symbols is the Guy Fawkes mask.
Well, the Fox mask guy,
and for one split second, Anonymous was able to get into Comedy Central during a live screening and flash for one frame of transparent Guy Fawkes mask over Stephen Colbert.
Yeah.
So it's like, damn.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What's funny is during the Scientology protests that were outside, a lot of the people that were out there wearing Guy Fawkes masks whenever they did the Rick and Roll.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Where they all started singing "Never Gonna Let You Down" outside of the Scientology compound. They're all getting there to protest, and then they just all started singing, and all of them wearing Guy Fawkes masks. You know, and they all start singing "Fucking Rick Astley," and I was like, I actually think that's fucking funny. That's actually pretty fucking humorous. But yeah, and on, like I said, yeah, they actually do some good things here and there. With this PlayStation one, though,
I don't know. Yeah. I kind of want to see how it turns out. Well, I mean, I understand that originally PlayStation, one of their main things was making it moddable.
Yeah.
That's why they use
open source
and Linux.
Linux.
And then they took that away and then started attacking people who were modding.
Yeah.
I understand Sony in one sense because people were taking advantage of it and stealing it. But then they're also attacking...
I'm lost here now.
I think it's Sony is suing somebody for like a couple $1 trillion. And they attacked him for that. Yeah. It was either Sony or Best Buy.
Yeah, it's one of those things where is Anon attacking them because of because Sony is horrible at protecting user data, so they're giving them a reason. Hey, you need to fix this shit because look what we can do to you. And they're not really so doing anything wrong, like, or are they doing this
on the
to
PlayStation
the mod?
Store, I want to use a card, you know, use one of those points cards or something.
And be careful with your user info you put up too.
Matt
and stuff.
Actually, he's the one who's been following them a lot. Imagine that.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding.
He was telling me on Friday. The actual anonymous website went down. The U.S. government shut it down, and they had some sort of plea of saying child pornography. So I kind of am suspicious of what's going to happen next.
So the game of denial of service under false grounds just to get them off.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of interested in what happens next with Anonymous.
Doing it just to kind of... they're not usually, from what I've seen, they're not really drama queens, but it could also be somebody trying to do just
it could
a
be,
rally.
I mean, they are more and more getting more media hype.
Oh, yeah, they are.
And what it is basically they have a website that's on a bunch of proxy servers. Mm-hmm. And they kind of have a chat where they all of a sudden somebody will post what they want you to do. And you get it, and they tell you exactly where to attack and what to do.
Yeah.
And basically anybody can kind of throw out their ideas of what, and if they find a just reason, one of the leaders will say, okay, go. And it's on so many proximity servers, nobody can find any of the members' IP addresses. It's over, I heard like an estimate of like 6,000 proxy servers that people are running through, so nobody will ever find them.
If you want to see how fast they can work, just go and YouTube that Westboro thing. And they're doing an interview with some local TV host who has a whole radio station set up, and he's actually on TV, but with a whole radio station set up, cue board, talking to people on monitors. He's got the chick from Westboro, and he's got the guy from Anon, one of the guys from Anon, and he's sitting there, and the Anon guy's talking. He goes, oh, just give me a minute. And then you hear him just doing something. You don't know what he's doing. She just keeps ranting and ranting and ranting. And he's being pretty nice, not trying to over-talk on her, but she keeps over-talking on him, and he finally just tells her to go to her website. And he, like, took everything down just in, like, 30 seconds.
Yeah, and it's working on a community that people are believing that what they're doing is a good thing. I mean, I don't necessarily see... if they start going into actual malicious, hurting the general public, yes, then we'll put a stand against it.
Yeah.
But them attacking Westboro, I completely support. Yeah. Them attacking...
Scientology...
I don't know.
I'm behind those things, but I'm still kind of against the whole PlayStation Network.
Yeah, depending on what it is.
I don't know the exact
reason. Don't know what their intentions are. That's the thing.
If they do a fax attack on them, I'd be cool. If they shut down PSN for a little bit, I'm okay. But, I mean, if they start maliciously stealing money...
Well, PSN's already got a bad reputation for how shitty
Yeah.
It is with its security, and well, it just like further reinforces.
That's what we're saying. If they're attacking them to purposely show, hey, you guys need to fix this right. Shit, so asshole hackers out there won't steal everybody's information because this is how easy it is, or if they're pushing because, hey, you guys are fucking banning people for modifying their units,
oh, well, and then
which you told us we could do in the beginning. Right. So.
Sony's trying to sue not only the people who they're trying to get the IP addresses for anybody who visited that guy's site. His Twitter, his Facebook, his website, trying to find their IP address and trying to tag them for even viewing his website.
Which is total bullshit because it's like, I mean, fuck, you know, you go to Stormfront's website, which is the
net neutrality. I mean, I guess I can't go to any site I want to.
It's like with the Stormfront website, which is the white supremacist crap and all. But you go to that, boom, your flag. They watch you just because you went there. Hey, they show it on fucking History Channel. Some kid watches it, goes on his dad's computer, goes to stormfront.com, all of a sudden his dad's flagged as a white supremacist possibility,
right.
And they start watching him. That's bullshit.
I want to see, I have yet to see the actual, because any attack they do a big, long kind of, hey, we are anonymous, we do not forget, blah, blah, I forgot what their slogan is, but they actually do they tell you exactly why they're attacking, how they can change, blah, blah. So, and they always put them up on YouTube. You can always find them on YouTube.
So they have a point. So it's like, we don't know what their intention with the PlayStation was. So,
yeah. We'll find out.
We can do some research and find out and talk about it next week. So.
Yeah.
It'll probably have already been done.
Yeah.
Done their damage.
Yeah, but by then we'll actually have their word.
Yeah.
From their blogs. So. Which would be nice to see what they say.
Well, you do it on your computer. I'm not going to do it on mine.
Oh no, you can just find it on YouTube.
I can hop through different wireless routers, so.
It's true.
Don't forget, man, Big Brother's got big eyes. So. Like, internet checker. So.
Yeah, I can ghost my IP, but that's not as secure.
Yeah. I'll just do it for my girlfriend's house. they can storm her doors. So.
Yeah, Matt's been on their little chat thing on my computer, and I was like,
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm probably
going to go look it up.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah, it's kind of hard getting actually into it. Yeah. He told me how, and I forgot. But I don't know. I think
there's a secret mouse shake.
I'm gonna go home and just be like shaking password. The mouse like it's not working.
Their password is actually password.
Yeah. Password is 123.
Password 1.
Yeah. Password 1. Yeah. Actually, it's just numeral. Leave blank for admin. Yeah, that's all it is. So if people are sitting there trying to hack the password, keep typing shit in. Just leave it blank. That's how you get them.
All right.
That's really most of the news.
That's it for your news, huh? Well, I guess what we got coming up next would be some actual game releases. Yeah, because we're all looking forward to some Dino D-Day, I do believe.
Oh, yeah.
I know Andrew is diligently waiting.
Yeah.
For a new PC.
I'm sure there'll be a Mac release sometime.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably...
Eventually.
Hopefully. That, yeah. Hopefully, like, a couple of weeks.
Well, I have all day Friday off, too, so...
So anyway...
Killing dinosaurs and Nazis. Triceratops of the Third Reich.
Yeah. Get away from the window.
Third anyway. Reich, more like Third Horn.
Anyway, so we got...
Ouch.
We got Raving Rabbids Travel in Time coming out for the 3DS.
Rabbits. Watch
like
face.
Like a pretty little flower.
Anyways, what do we got coming out this next week? Not a whole lot coming out this next week. One of the top titles I can think of that people I know have played is Divinity. We got Divinity 2, the Dragonite Saga, coming out for Xbox 360.
Yeah, it's a Mamorpiger.
Yeah. And that's great. Let's see.
Have you not watched Yahtzee? He's the one that came up with that.
Like,
I watch him occasionally, but I haven't actually seen that.
Just
one,
watch anything. Listen to, I think it was one of the WoW reviews. He calls it a Mamorpiger.
Nice. Coming out for multiple systems. Holly, you're excited for this. We got Wii, PS3, DS, PC, and 360. We got Man vs. Wild.
Bam!
Yeah.
With Bear.
Man, that's been like delayed a couple times because I'm pretty sure we talk about it like once a month.
Well, you know what? The delay is no more.
Dude, I watched that show all the time, though.
Yeah, I know you
like,
do.
I love anything like that.
I like
that.
Survivor Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Survivor well, I like Man. Anything
Survivor
survival.
Man is more what actual about? Survival, and Bear Grylls is like, I set up all these situations.
Yes.
Yeah. No, I like, what was that
I like
show
it.
With the dual survivors. One is the barefoot guy. The barefoot guy, and then the fucking, like, fucking crazy guy hiding, burying guns and canned food. And this
what show is
guy.
This?
He's waiting for Skynet to launch.
I can't
dual survivor, something like that. I don't know.
All right, well,
we'll look it up.
Classic titles here. Might and Magic.
Awesome.
Coming
that's
out.
The XBLA release.
Clash and PS3 Network. As long as Anon doesn't get their hands on it, is Might and Magic Clash of Heroes coming out?
Didn't it come out today?
They need to make
That comes out the 13th, actually. It's HD version for both systems, and it's coming out on the 13th, or sorry, 12th, I do believe.
I like the Might and Magic games.
So do I. I mean, the last one I played was Dark Messiah.
Well, yeah, there's that, but I mean, the
that
other
was
ones
a new
were more
one.
Like strategy-based.
Yeah, that was a new style, and I kind of wish that they would have kept up that style, because that was just really progressive for that title, and it was even at the time that game period was just progressive, man.
Yeah, the physics-based combat in a medieval setting,
throwing people into fucking rafters and then taking out the people above them when it comes down. They had the crossbow stuff, all the magic crap. That gigantic worm that was, you know, chasing
that boss.
Oh, that thing was epic, dude. That thing was epic. Great fucking game. If you never played it, you can get it on Steam.
Yeah, probably like $12.
Yeah, and they also have it for Xbox 360. It's called Might and Magic Dark Messiah Elements. Same game, just with a different subtitle. And
I think it's better on PC.
It is
be
better, yeah. I actually owned it on 360 after playing it on PC, and I prefer it on PC. It was just
that's
so
back
much
in
better.
The old days when I used to loan you my Steam account. I was like, hey, you want to play some video games?
Yeah.
Here's my Steam account.
I didn't have a Steam account, so I just sit in class in the back of the room and play video games with my headphones on. I was a straight A student, so my teacher didn't care.
One of my favorite games when I was a kid was Heroes of Might and Magic, the kind of fucking turn-based strategy.
Yeah,
you build up your castle and stuff.
It's pretty fucking cool.
No, it's fun.
I wish I would re-release something like that.
Well, this one's totally kind of like that. The Clash of Heroes.
Okay.
it's the old style.
Release.
Awesome.
You need to get in on some of that.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, it's old
style. I remember doing multiplayer with like six people on fucking dial-up internet. So I mean, it's kind of like playing Civ. A Civ multiplayer, but on dial-up, so it'd be literally hours.
Yeah,
it's like playing Disciples on any connection.
Yeah, well, see, this Might and Magic is going to mix in the overhead strategy bullshit, but it's going to have a lot of like mini game type shit built in, puzzle games to be played with it rather than doing the usual. I'm not sure if it's going to be turn-based or not, but it just says there's a lot of like mini games built into the combat, so it's like you're going to have. Almost kind of like where
you
got
shoot your magic and then you
line.
Play Mario Kart.
Well, it's like you've got your defense line and the enemy's got their arms on top and you do battle.
Collect
back
thermoses.
And forth, but it looks like it's going to be pretty cool. I might actually pick that one up, and if I do, I'll run
a
review
have to
for
play
it.
Some multiplayer.
Yeah, if they, I'm pretty sure they got on that. Then we got MotorStorm coming out for PlayStation 3 Apocalypse.
No, that game got delayed.
Yeah, that one got delayed again?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, not indefinitely.
No, and wait, maybe, I don't know.
Okay,
no,
either way.
Indubitably.
Anyway, that's gone.
That got delayed because of the Japan.
Okay. Well, for all those people who want to experience the experience, Michael Jackson, for 360 and PS3, is finally porting over. So that should be
surprisingly good.
That should be interesting. We've got Rio coming out for Wii, PS3, DS, and 360, and that's based after that movie that's coming out, isn't it? Rio,
is that I'm one? In the dark here.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, well, the one with the toucans and everything, and I like the cereal. Anyway, let's go.
I heard in Rio they're actually going to put a reference to Angry Birds.
Really?
Yep. Rovi Games is pissing me the fuck off. They are some.
Is that Angry Birds?
Yeah, they are some douchebags.
Yeah, they are.
Like saying that console games are dead and portable handhelds are dead. It's all about. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. You just redid a fucking Flash game that's been around for 10 years. Shut up.
What Flash game?
Any of those catapult games.
Oh, I've never played those.
You've never played a catapult game?
No, I was playing real video games.
Okay, anyways.
Well, that Yahoo pool.
That was a lot of fun back in the day.
Yeah,
Then we've got Patapon coming out for.
Explain that?
It's coming out for PlayStation Network and the PSP. And basically, it's supposed to be. Massive, gigantic, huge monsters.
Or you like it.
Large levels.
massive, you're looking, gigantic, huge monster.
Yeah, I think they said huge something about. I think they said something about it's supposed to have 90 plus quests to complete over the entire map area. Basically, yeah, that's what you're looking at. I don't know what it is. I'm not really. I've checked it a little bit out. I know it's going to be a co-op though. Oh. So, as well as competitive, so that might be interesting. I don't own a PSP anymore, and I don't have a PlayStation. So, anyways, what do we have coming out? Well, next week, since Justin's in the shitter, we're going to go ahead and go forward. We got a Conduit 2 coming out for Wii. Are either you guys?
I don't know. I heard some interviews, and I've heard some good stuff about Conduit 2. But
man, oh yeah,
I don't know. I'm not too big in the Wii anymore.
We've got a Section 8 Prejudice coming out. Now, this one, I don't know. I'm kind of thinking about it. Maybe not. I'm still kind of...
On what?
It's going to be for Xbox Live, actually. Huh. And,
Section 8 means people go crazy.
Yeah. And this one's actually still... I'm pretty sure it's scheduled for release, but they're not sure if it actually is coming out. But it's supposed to be out April 20th. It's
420.
Section 8 Prejudice, since you just got back, Justin. It'll be about $16. It's first-person shooter, kind of fantasy-based, very interesting looking. We got the Final Fantasy IV Complete Collection for PSP coming out.
That's actually kind of interesting.
Yeah.
That's all I really played on PSP when I had one, was that Monster Hunter.
Yeah. We've got SOCOM 4 U.S. Navy SEALs coming out for PlayStation 3. We've got Our World, Stranger's Wrath, finally getting that HD release on PlayStation Network about the 24th or 23rd, so that'll be out.
Of this month?
This month, yeah, the end of the month.
God damn it.
That's for PlayStation 3, though.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I'm saying. God damn it.
Yeah.
You need to get one already.
I'm not going to have the money for
it. I love Our World games, so I'm totally happy they're putting
that out. So we got Witcher coming out next month, so I got to get my PC up and running.
Anyway, let's see. Let's go ahead and just jump forward for a second, then we'll come back for the final two that everybody's looking forward to. We got Outland coming out at the end of this month on PlayStation 3 Network and XBLM. That's actually a 2D platformer game that looks pretty interesting. There's not a whole lot I've seen about it yet. Let me see. Let's see. It's basically going to be your just old-fashioned 2D platformer game, running around using magic spells, all that crap, with a lot of visual effects and everything. Then we've got Operation Flashpoint Red River coming out for PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC. I do like Operation Flashpoint games. Yeah, they're actually pretty cool. I'll give them that. And that one's going to be coming out. It's the third one, I do believe, isn't it?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I know this one's supposed to be...
What was really cool was they're kind of one of the first games to do the... I mean, I'm sure somebody's going to bitch me out about this, but doing kind of like vehicle in a first-person shooter. This was before Battlefield had come out, and you could get into airplanes and tanks and stuff and be on a battlefield.
Medal of Honor, the first one, did it.
Real, it had, well, I mean, in multiplayer, you could get into tanks and helicopters and planes in the first Medal of Honor.
Pretty sure it was Medal of Honor.
It wasn't Battlefield.
This was about almost 10 years ago.
This came out before or after that. It's been out for about 12. It was about 99.
Okay, well, maybe that was before.
Either way, this one's going to be a co-op game as well as single player. And I was reading on one of the websites, actually a couple of websites were talking about this, is that the way it's going to be done is they wanted to kind of take that Kane and Lynch style movie direction and tone it down a bit, but have it feel like it's actually shot in field by Marines following the Marines that are actually
shooting. I kind of like the idea. They just kind of went overboard with it.
Yeah, they went way overboard.
Man, Kane and Lynch makes me sick.
Yeah, that's why I said they want to tone this one down just a bit to make it a bit more
I played that on digestively online, pleasing. Like, man, I can't play this for about another 20 minutes.
Well, let's go.
Well, you would have beaten it then.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and jump to the actual two big releases that are coming out next week. First one, we got Mortal Kombat.
Week after.
Oh, sorry, week after. Yeah. We got Mortal Kombat coming out for the PlayStation 3 and 360.
Mortal Kombat 9.
It's about what it is.
It is.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, there's 11 or 12 total games. Over the actual games, there's about 12 or so that are actually... I think 11, actually, that are out now.
Well, this is technically Mortal Kombat 9.
Yeah, well, I know, but they had that side game Sub-Zero. And then they had the other one. Yeah. Yeah, so this is about the 11th game in the series, but it's the actual 9th one that's going to be fighting. Right. So
So it'd be interesting to see what they, because they always had a story behind the actual arcade fighting one. So it'd be interesting to see what they.
I'm gonna definitely be picking that up.
Yeah. Yeah, and the final one that's coming out for Mac, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and PC is gonna be Portal 2.
Yeah.
I haven't decided if I'm picking that up on PC or Xbox.
If you had a PS3 by then, you should pick it up on PS3 because you automatically get the Steam port.
Well, yeah, you should totally pre-order, take a fund and pre-order a birthday copy for me. That's what you should do.
I actually thought about that.
Well, yeah. you do save $5 if you pre-order it.
If I pre-order two?
If you pre-order Portal, you save $5.
Yeah.
If you pre-order it too, that's actually like...
No, we already talked about that one. Yeah.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we already talked about that one.
Well, I was peeing.
Yes, well, you're here.
Was I?
Because you asked us if we were going to
No, I asked if you were. Yeah, he was gone.
You were here. No, he was... I'm almost 100%. Whatever.
Anyway.
That's when he was in the bathroom.
Well, it's coming out the same week, so I got 3 games to get for that week.
Yeah. Yeah, because that's why I said we were going to continue on, even though he's taking a piss, and we jumped down to this coming up, you know, what's coming up. But anyway, so Portal 2 is coming out. Definitely looking forward to it. It looks like it's going to appease everybody who's a big Portal fan. So...
It looks
awesome. I gotta re-beat it.
You want to borrow it?
No, I have it.
Oh, you have it? Okay.
It'll take about 3 hours.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, it's not too long of a game.
It's a fun game.
It's a fun afternoon.
I can't wait to see what they do come up with for everything, especially the co-op mode, which had been rumored to be out, be in.
Oh, this is it's going to be in for sure.
Oh, yeah, it's in now because they've already shown previews with it being in. And even the E3 footage and the PAX stuff that I saw, they actually showed the co-op mode stuff. So I was pretty excited. I was like, finally a confirmation that it's definitely in. And with Atlas and Peabody. So it's going to be pretty cool. Pretty cool. So that's what we got coming out over this month. So, and we'll, I promise we're going to have some great reviews on the website and on the podcast. So
I got two that I'm just about done with. I got Dragon Age 2 is almost done, and so is
Well, how many hours? You've been probably about 100 fucking hours in Dragon Age 2 now, haven't you?
2.5 playthroughs.
Jesus. Damn. Christ, man.
I needed to get a full review.
Your eyeballs aren't fucking bleeding yet?
I don't sleep that often.
Exactly. Your eyeballs aren't bleeding.
His wiener's screaming for some attention, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do that.
He's like, Anders.
Yeah.
No, Anders is doing that to me.
Oh, I bet he is. I bet you that's what's going on in your fantasy. Anyways.
Did you wait. In one of your playthroughs, did you make your guy gay?
No, I didn't, but Yahtzee did.
I don't know. If I would have put 3 playthroughs, I would have gone.
Sure. I would have gone gay by the 3rd time.
Yeah.
I would have been like, fuck it.
3 times of Dragon Age equals homo.
Well, 2.5.
Yeah.
Well, you still have a chance.
So you're bi right now.
You have a chance to go gay. You better go gay before spoiler cast.
Better go gay before it's too trendy. Oh, wait. Anyway. So, what do we got? We got our Claptrap Comedy Corner.
Yes.
I actually said it.
I'm surprised.
So
I named it
as well. No, I named Claptrap Comedy Corner.
No, I threw out the Claptrap thing, and then you threw out the Comedy Corner thing.
That was actually, no.
It was a fucking group thing.
Oh, okay. Last week,
6 months ago?
It's like a hug.
Last week, we came up with what would be the worst / most amazing voice actor in a video game.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a little disappointed in our community for not... If we did not put it out on Twitter and Facebook and stuff, you guys do not respond. A little disappointed. So, this week, I really want you guys to do. But we did get a couple.
Yeah.
We got... I'll go with... Casey said Richard Simmons.
Nice.
Which would be pretty funny.
So who wants to do the Richard Simmons first?
No, I don't do it. Richard Simmons. No.
It's like, okay, guys, let's get out there. Quick, activate the Mass Effect shield. Those geth down.
Watch out for the smoker.
Yeah, watch out for the smokers. It's like, I'm
out. Boomer needs to work off that weight.
Yeah. It's like, I'm riding your face. Anyway.
God.
Anybody else getting
in? Yeah, I got one. My girlfriend said, Lisa, she said, Ballcat Goldthwait.
That'd be amazing. There must be a sniper in here.
Yeah. It's like, the second floor? Anyway, sorry. Let's go ahead and move forward.
So this
Oh, we had one more, didn't we? I thought we had 3.
Yes. I did not get a name on it, but Sam Kinison.
Matt.
Oh, that was Matt.
Oh, Matt. Yeah. Matt said Sam Kinison, which that's another... yeller kind of guy, kind of like Bob Goldthwait. But
I could
that'd
see,
be pretty funny.
I could see him in like, you know,
Fox Smoker.
I could see him in a Middle Eastern game, just kind of like, you know, something based in Iraq or something, or Afghanistan. Just like, we're in the middle of a fucking desert.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's like, fuck. Oh. Oh! Yeah, I like that. That's a scream.
He's actually buried in Tulsa.
Yeah.
A little known fact.
Really didn't know that.
Yep. 51st Memorial. Yep.
Who's the, shit, what is the comedian's name that always angry?
That
Lewis
guy.
Black.
Yeah, Lewis Black would be funny,
fuck
too.
Fuck you.
Yeah. Lewis Black would be pretty interesting.
That would be funny.
I could see George Carlin bringing it out.
I can actually see Lewis Black being in Portal 2. I could honestly. That would be the kind
argue,
of game
argue,
you'd
arguing
be in
with Cave Johnson.
Yeah,
actually, what about
be like a lead scientist? I could literally see him being in that game.
What about Eddie Izzard in like a war game?
Izzard would be awesome.
That, just in a war game, though. He
be more, like what is it? The SAS or whatever.
It's like we brought a flag.
Do you have a flag?
Do you have a flag? No, you don't. So, but they look pretty serious, sir. They have a flag.
Oh, okay.
Flag.
I just thought of a horrible one. Robin Williams.
Robin Williams would be all over the place.
I'm sure he's been in some video games.
Yes, he has. He has been in some video games.
Aladdin.
Yeah. Yeah. Either way, though, that just kind of killed him.
Oh, my
everything.
God. Fran Drescher.
Fran Drescher?
However you say God.
She could do the sound of the Tommy gun.
She was actually the sound effect for Mafia 2.
Yeah,
she's
every death scene.
She's the last boss in Mass Effect.
She's that. She's she's the last boss in Metroid. So, yeah.
it's
pretty bad.
Okay,
she's that flying metal pterodactyl.
So this one's a little different. It's not. I don't know if it's quite as funny. But the question for this week is: what game have you completed that you felt like just happy you did it, you finished it, you got all the way? Either that, thank God this is over and I can move on with my life,
yeah,
or holy shit, that was a monumentous game and kind of affected me as a person.
Yeah.
What is your game, Holly?
I don't know. Move on.
Duke Nukem.
Someone else.
I mean, you didn't know whenever we went on break what it was.
I know.
She's like Darkwing Duck.
Justin.
Two games.
DuckTales.
I've never heard of two games.
No, that'd be two worlds.
Two worlds.
No, but
thank God it's over.
If you say Fable, I'm gonna fucking punch you in the.
No,
thank God it's over.
No, yeah. For a modern game, Shadow of the Colossus.
Okay, that's a good one. Yeah,
fucking kick-ass game. Can't wait for it to come out. For an old school game, Fallout 2.
Nice.
I've played Fallout 2 annually. So
annually,
annually.
Make sure you pronounce it.
I got a speech impediment.
That can get you. That can get you some trouble with the honeys. You're like so. So do you annually come here? What? No, nothing. No, yeah, I got nothing. Sorry.
Anyway.
Yeah, red door. Anyway,
let's move on. Go.
Oh, me? Okay. Yes. Mass Effect 2 on Insanity mode.
That'd be a relief.
That was like I was just I went in the other room and got him. And took him in there and pulled my achievements and said, look at that, Insanity Mode.
But it was a week straight of you on that stupid
boss. No. The reason why was because I got through the initial part of the game very easily on Insanity Mode. Nothing was too much. And you get to that Reaper fight. And if you don't... It's not even a matter of how you play it. It's a matter of if the fucking game's being a bitch or not. Because they don't always do the same thing. Harbinger can spawn 50 fucking times in that fight, or 3. I finally lucked out and got one where I took him down about 20 different times, and I was still able to get enough ammo.
You killed enough collectors?
Yeah, when I took Harbinger down enough times to be able to get enough ammo, because that's the only way you can get replacements for your big gun is from fucking killing Harbinger, and it is a... And you got to use some of that ammo to take him down the easy way, otherwise he gets right up on you because he's not afraid of shit. He will walk right up to you. So that one, I was totally just... Thank fucking God this is over. And that was probably... The other one would probably be Wet, just because I just wanted it to end. So it's a fun game, but it's just...
I always see it at work, and I contemplate on buying it, but...
It's not bad. You can borrow mine.
You can borrow his Wet.
Yeah.
His Wet towel.
Yeah. It's overall, it's a fun game with some cool ideas here and there. Just kind of glitchy, execution, but... And the ending is... Yeah, but it's got Malcolm McDowell in it, so that's why I played it. So,
let's see here.
And Eliza Dushku.
I've also got two games. First one would have to be Alan Wake, just because I thought it was phenomenally written. It was just a all-around good feeling, good ending.
Not a good ending. Also, that was probably I had more fun watching you play that game than I did playing it.
Those kind of jumpy horror games get me. I mean, it's not like a movie where I'm just like, fuck this, I'm done. It's just more engaging, and I just want to play it more.
No, that was the other one I had. Sorry, Dead Space on a Sandy mode. Mm. That was the other one. But no, with you, though, on Alan Wake, it's funny because I'd be watching you play, and you'd be like, what's going to happen? What's going to come out? I was like, nothing comes out, dude. He's like, no, you're fucking lying. I was like, nothing's going to happen.
Only one part really made me jump is whenever you go into a bathroom and come back. You look in a stall, get a piece of note, and it kind of tells you what's about to happen. And then I'm like looking for him, and all of a sudden, dude comes out of nowhere and swings an axe at me.
Was that in the DLC?
No, that was initial.
I can't remember that part.
That's just a great great horrible ending. Yeah. Just well written. I mean, the game's good enough, like movie quality. Yeah. Of a game.
I actually was playing The Rider just last Friday before I headed
out
of town.
I need to play the last DLC because I have yet to.
That's the last one. I went in there to just to kind of check out something because I realized where the hidden area was. I was thinking about it, and I thought, oh yeah, there's a path I never took. This was like months ago, and I finally remembered there's a path. So I went back in, and you can't really chapter jump in the DLCs because it's one chapter pretty much. So I ran back in and was playing. I was like, yeah, I forgot how fun this thing is.
I really, really, really hope they make another one. I mean, like, seriously hope they do. I don't know if they will. But, I mean, if they're making a fucking remake of, like, what's the fucking game you guys are always bashing? The fucking Indian...
Prey.
Yeah, they're making Prey 2.
They are.
So, yeah. Who the fuck wants to play that?
Maybe they heard of it. They just might be like, oh really?
They're bringing attention back to it. Yeah. No, if they can make a second to that, or like, I mean, I like The Darkness, but I mean, I didn't really go, man, I really wish there was a sequel.
Well, Justin got into The Darkness quite a bit. I'm not talking about Eddie Murphy.
Into The Darkness.
Yeah. But no, he picked it up and he just kept talking about it, going, you should check this game out.
I thought it was a fun game, but I never really thought it needed
He just thought it was weird how it started off as like Italian mobsters, and it was a horror game, and he was just going off showing it to me.
I love eating hearts.
Like,
eh.
Well, and then watching TV, like watching The Birds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
just sitting there and you're like, what am I doing? I'm just sitting here with my girlfriend and just, I thought it was supposed to be out killing stuff. No, it's like Shenmue. Okay, that's kind of weird. So, it threw me off.
Yeah, I mean...
Slow moments are actually pretty decent.
Yeah, if they can do that and make a second, they need to make a second Alan Wake.
It's kind of like Indigo Prophecy has a lot of slow parts, too, where you're just doing living stuff, you know? Well, but it kind of plays into the whole character development.
That gets me into my second game that I have accomplished, and that's Heavy Rain.
Heavy Rain, yeah.
Heavy Rain, it's another monumentous kind of ending. It's got kind of a tie-up on each character, if they lived or died or whatever. I thought that was a really well-put-together game. I mean, it's more of like an interactive choose-your-own-adventure kind of thing, but really good. So, that's our question to you. What is your happiest moment of ending? Oh, no, wait, Holly.
Yeah.
I forgot. You might actually have something
escape.
This time.
Yes.
Metal Gear Solid.
Metal Gear Solid.
Which one?
One for PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 1.
PlayStation 1. Yeah. That was actually a really fun fucking game.
Yeah. I was obsessed with that game. I played that game constantly.
See, I've gotten spoiled nowadays with stuff like Mass Effect and crap like that where your save game carries over to the next one. So it's for me to actually go and sit down and play a game that really has no consequence for what I'm doing. I've got to really be into the game to do that, and I consider it kind of a handicap, actually, because, you know, I love those old games like that, which just, you know, run through, play the shit out of it, have fun, take Revolver Ocelot down, Psycho Mantis, and so I find it really hard to play these games that are just kind of, you're just playing it one time, going through.
I still enjoy it. I played it a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
And one time, I beat that game numerous times. I loved that game.
Yeah, I still own it. It's in my...
I beat that one and Resident Evil 5 a lot.
Resolve 5 is fun.
Yeah.
Him and I went through on
I need expert mode.
Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Yeah, we do.
Then we have professional mode now, which we haven't even touched because it's like one shot and you're dead.
We need to get back into that. That was really fun.
Twos keeps going like, you ever want to run through that on professional? Just tell me, man. I'll do it.
I bet he can do it too.
Yeah, I bet he fucking can. Dude, I'll have to keep saving my ass.
So that's our question for the community. So you can hit us up on twitter.com/tiltcast, tiltcast@rockamail.com. Or on our website, on our forum. So give us what your opinion of your favorite, or a game you were glad you beat.
Yep.
Either you're glad it's over or whatever.
Yeah, just click on forum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we are starting to build up our Twitter again. Andrew's in charge of that, so he's going to be posting shit like crazy.
This last week I've been busy as shit, so I haven't been quite as able to, but expect more.
He'll be tweeting left and right. So
I've been tweeting all over your faces.
I'll be tweetering everywhere. So anyway, I think we're done.
Gauntlet for tomorrow.
Oh yeah. Gauntlet for tomorrow. We got wrapped up in comedy stuff. We all agreed on some Left for Pedro, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Left for Dead.
That's a new Call of Juarez game.
Yeah, Left for Pedro. And yeah, we're gonna do some Left for Dead too. I would like to tap into some Sacrifice. No Mercy Gnap.
Yep.
Which would be great, but if not everybody who comes in has it, we can do something else.
It's cool. Well, I mean,
played a lot of No Mercy. That's really the only thing I ever get to play anymore.
That's just a great map, though. I'm just so glad they brought that one over, because it was the maps on Part 2 were missing something that No Mercy had.
Dude, my least favorite is Dead Center. I hate
it. Yeah, that's not one of my favorites. I still love Hard Rain. That's still a great map. Yeah. Swamp Fever is actually a really short map.
Yeah.
When you look at it, it's really fast.
Parish finale is fun. I love it.
Yeah,
I
do like
the
Parish finale.
Because I just run. I don't give a fuck about anybody. Yeah. I just...
Did we ever actually play around where somebody got through the Parish ending finale? Yeah. Was it Tooth?
It probably was Tooth.
Nobs did it on Monday.
I wasn't here for that one, yeah. So,
So it's 10 o'clock Central... So,
tomorrow
figure it
night.
Out yourself.
Well, tonight, actually, for people who are listening to this now.
Tomorrow,
so,
tonight?
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
We're going to say that joke every time, aren't we?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, tonight.
Oh, I did say that last week. Yep. I'm repeating myself.
Tonight.
Oh, no.
Anyway, so we're going to do, we're going to play with that, and Left 4 Dead 2, Thursday night at 10 o'clock Central. So be there. And we're going to go ahead and wrap up. Jess, I'm going to hand some shout outs to you since you're the one that wrote them.
Well, and I was also just preparing myself since it is kind of late.
Yes.
Just want to give some shout-outs here. We want to give a shout-out to our friends at thecarouselpodcast.com. They do off-the-wall humor. They do movies and games and comics.
And music, don't they?
And no, they haven't done music yet. He's been talking about it.
All right.
Quick note on that. Me and Scott are actually going to do a... I actually shouldn't mention that. John's really likes to do his surprises. So I want to shut up about that. We should find our friends at tvgp.tv, listen to Brad and Knobs and Boston, and Tooth does some stuff on there too. They do really good things.
I was waiting for it.
The Dynamic Soundtrack, which is Boston's radio show on video game music. We've got noquarters.net. They do a cast every month that is absolutely phenomenal. The Banff Cast, which Mackie from No Quarters is on, which is a bad movie cast. And then extraplay.info, which I will be getting on there very soon and posting that. They actually have a network for podcasts. Carousel's already ahead of us, so we better get on there.
Yeah.
So check out extraplay.info. That's when we're going to start being one of our hubs. So anyways, that's all I got for plugs.
Don't forget our theme music written by Stretch.
Yeah, our theme music is written by Stretch at allthisismeaningless.com. He does some really interesting stuff. Actually, one of my favorite electronic artists, bar none.
Yes.
So, really, really cool stuff.
Yes. So, and that's it for tonight. So, I'm going to go ahead and say bye.
Justin? Later.
I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Bye.
Andrew?
Yep.
Okay, there we go. And we'll talk to you later. Thank you.